Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
667-2144. For a free estimate, call 667-2144. That's 667-2144. I'm Don Dickman. When quality counts, let us protect your investment. You're in good hands.
With Don Dickman Painting.
We're at www.dondickmanpainting.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. President Obama preparing Monday to reverse a long-standing Bush administration order banning most stem cell research. It is a welcome change at the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research. Amy Comstock-Rick.
When this executive order is signed, human embryonic stem cell research will now be treated like all other areas of research, and it can be incorporated into and coordinated with other disease research going on at NIH.
That's the National Institutes of Health. As there are growing signs of a Bernie Madoff plea deal, the government is sending out the first checks to Madoff investors looking to get some of their money back.
These are people who deposited money with the Madoff brokerage firm and never made any withdrawals whatsoever. So determining how much they were owed was very, very simple.
Stephen Harbeck, president of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, four investors receiving checks, thousands are not yet. Madoff preparing a guilty plea in some sort of a plea deal. He stands accused of bilking those thousands of investors out of as much as $50 billion in an elaborate scam, the biggest fraud in history. What's it like being unemployed in these times?
It's really tough. I mean, no bites. You know, lots of putting out resumes, talking to people, doing the phone, doing networking, and nothing.
One of the 4.4 million people who have lost their jobs in this recession, and it's not getting any better. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason.
The government also revised the job losses for December and January higher. So we've now had three straight months of more than 600,000 job losses, which is something we haven't seen since 1939.
Labor Department today puts the current unemployment rate at 8.1%. Coroner's office in Cleveland says a body has been found in a house near the area where police have been searching for a man suspected in the killings of his wife, his sister-in-law, and three young children. Police have been looking for Devon Crawford, and he and his wife were just married on Monday. It's a victory for News Technology in federal court. A judge in Wichita allowing a reporter to use the microblogging service Twitter to provide constant updates from a racketeering gang trial there. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
To the extent that we're now getting real-time information from inside federal courtrooms, the way reporters have been trying to do for years, I think is a good thing.
Jurors today convicting a Southern California auto mechanic of murdering five federal firefighters by igniting a wildfire in 2006. Raymond Lee Euler could face the death penalty. What a week on Wall Street, huh? CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
This has been a week many investors want to forget on Wall Street. We revisited 12-year lows for the stock market. We've broken through 6,500 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There is a feeling that this market is in free fall, and it's going to take more than a stimulus package to get the economy back on track.
Late day rally today, the Dow gaining 32 points to finish at 6,626. NASDAQ loses 5. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so
Aflac,
gifted.
Aflac,
get extra credit.
Aflac,
for more information,
Aflac.
Call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to
aflacforbusiness.com.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Sitting down with the Russians.
Secretary of State Clinton has been meeting with Russian officials in Geneva. The two countries haven't exactly been seeing eye to eye on many issues lately, but Clinton says she'd like to have a new strategic arms agreement with Moscow by the end of this year, when the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, expires. She says the Obama administration is trying for what she calls a fresh start in U.S.-Russian relations. She'd particularly like some help on Iran's nuclear program and the growing violence in Afghanistan. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Coming to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Springsteen, whole new exhibit in Cleveland, from Asbury Park to the Promised Land. It's called The Life and Music of Bruce Springsteen. Opens 3 days before this year's induction ceremonies. And while Springsteen is cooperating, he's donating guitars and notebooks with original lyrics, stuff like that. He's not likely to make it to the museum for the opening. In fact, Hall of Fame is still waiting for his first ever visit to the place. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You know, there's never been a better time to own my new Orrick XL, because now the Orrick you've always wanted has a new low price. The amazingly powerful, incredibly lightweight new Orrick XL starts at only $299. Try it risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. Call 1-877-ORIC-21. That's 1-877-ORIC-21. Or visit ORIC.com to find the ORIC store closest to you.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B. And be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to a fresh edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Heard up and down the left coast, from Big Sur all the way north of the Canadian border. And now live in Missoula, Montana. This week we've been live in the afternoon on Green 960 in San Francisco. Good things are happening here.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild in the Indian streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the baker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Johnny Steele returns as my co-host today on the Peter B. Collins Show. Hey, Johnny.
How do, Peter? I love to come here. I've never seen more newspaper clippings and slices of paper. I didn't study this much through 4 years of college than I study to, like, do one show with you. There are, like, 900 guests on the show, 800 top. Johnny, could you read this book? We're going on the air in 7 minutes. Sure, Peter. Let me just use my Evelyn Wood skills
and
skim this tome of housing collapse.
Did you review the portfolios of our underwater homeowners?
Those are sad. Those are sad. A lot of folks having trouble keeping their houses. Those are fun to read.
We're going to talk about that in detail in the second hour of the program today. And for many people, that's going to follow this hour. But for some people, it already happened. So listen to the podcast.
In addition to having to learn all this other stuff, I have to realign my clock to come to this show. This is not actually airing in March. It's airing in February. And we're on 3 a.m. in Tuscaloosa. But
well,
we're on yesterday in Turlock.
But here's something to confuse our listeners on
KPTK in Seattle, because we're there on Saturday and Sunday night. This very broadcast will be heard on Sunday night in Seattle. And just as we went on the air, and just after I loaded David Bowie into the music player, I got an email from the program director, Carrie, in Seattle, with the great news. We're getting an upgrade in the Northwest.
Woo!
A 50,000-watt station, and it's going to carry our program every weeknight from 6 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday.
I brought you good luck.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Johnny.
I don't know how I did that. Let me be the first to congratulate you.
Well, I accept. Thank you very much. In Seattle, we love you. I don't drink coffee, but I do hate windows, but otherwise I love Seattle.
I agree with both. I'm a tea drinker and I'm a Mac user, but otherwise I love that city. I perform comedy up there quite a bit at the Swanee's Comedy Underground, and I just interestingly enough, the cities that you're in, this is a total coincidence, but most of the cities that your radio show is broadcast in are towns that I work in. Missoula.
Yeah.
I worked up there at the university years ago. And
have you been up to
Portland.
The end? Have you, there's
up on the
end.
Hill?
Yeah.
We were a little too inebriated by the time we came up with the idea at 3 a.m. to go to the M.
I've been to the M and back.
Is it concrete? It's on the side of the hill. It's a big M on the side of the hill above the university.
It's a big cement M up there on the hill.
Didn't make that. But elsewhere, where else are you? Up in your lovely Eureka, California.
Eureka, Arcata,
Portland.
Entire Humboldt County. Portland. We love Portland, too.
You're like the Gorton's Fisherman of radio. You're just, I don't even know what that means, but sort of a West Coast.
Well, we're oozing inland, too, to Missoula, so we're delighted to have all these listeners all over the place, and thank you for joining us. My email, by the way, peter@peterbcollins.com, if you'd like to communicate with me. And, Johnny, one of the big things going on in Washington right now is Republicans appear to be having some success in blocking the passage of this omnibus spending bill. And if it doesn't pass, the government could be shut down. This was something we faced back in the Clinton years when Newt Gingrich took
that
firm line. And this is a battle over earmarks. And, of course, this is fascinating because you remember when John McCain suspended his campaign last year to return to Washington to participate in the meltdown talks? Well, all he came out of it with was, I don't like earmarks.
Yeah, and wasn't our good friend Sarah Palin, didn't she, like, use a snow shovel to toss him into the old snow machine there? Oh, yeah, Todd and her would get the earmarks and put him in the snow machine and bring him home.
So there is $7 billion worth of what they call earmarks. These are projects that various Congress people have put forward, and some of them are stinkers. You know, you can laugh about some money put aside to study pig odor, $1.7 million. $1 million for Mormon cricket control.
What kind?
Mormon cricket control?
Is that the game cricket or actual Mormon crickets?
I don't know.
You've seen them. They're these tiny little bugs that ride little tiny bicycles, and they're very annoying. They come to your door and go, quick, 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 until you come out, and then they try to tell you not to drink Pepsi.
All right.
It's a terrible thing. I'm just making the
But here,
what else you got?
Here on the West Coast, Speaker Pelosi leads the charge here. She got almost $2 million for the Presidio Heritage Center. That's not pig odor. I think that's a good investment. She also got almost $500,000 for the Chinese hospital in San Francisco. Barbara Lee got almost $200,000 for the Peralta Community College in Oakland. Jackie Speer followed through on her predecessor's request for over $300,000 for the San Francisco State University. So these are not frivolous expenditures, and I personally would prefer that they be in a bill and just be listed that, hey, we're spending this much money on this. But this is the old practice. That's how they used to do it, and this is a leftover from last year.
Now, I can play the listener who doesn't fully understand earmarks, because I'm the guest who doesn't fully understand. I'm the guest today who don't. Exactly what is the difference? So a bill has these expenditures in there. Earmarks are attached how?
That's kind of murky.
Yeah.
Often they're not debated in a committee or on the floor, and they just get attached. And because I want you to vote for my earmarks, you're going to vote for my earmarks. So it's we both hold our noses, and that's how the sausage gets made. So it's interesting that these Republicans now have rediscovered their fiscal conservatism, and they're riding it to the hilt. This is a relatively small amount of money that they're squibbling over, but they get FaceTime on television out of it.
Yeah. I love how fiscally conservative they are now. What was going on the last 8 years, for heaven's sake? We ran up a gazillion dollars.
Sure, they wrote blank checks for anything Bush wanted.
Anything. And now all of a sudden, some earmark that's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And they're screaming and yelling.
Only 62% of Americans think that the Republicans are insincere. in their call for fiscal conservatism these days.
These statistics I just find so... I mean, there was a point at one point where the war was raging out of control and the economy was collapsing and Republicans were, like, going straight from the White House to federal prisons. And then and you still read polls and it's like 27% think Bush is doing a good job. Maybe that... We didn't hear the whole question. A good job at running the country into the toilet. Yes! If they had just posted... There's a bumper sticker all over Berkeley that says war is not the answer, and I always say, well, what was the question? Because, if, you know, if pounding people over the head with patriotism so that they'll give up all of their civil rights, war is the answer.
Right. You know? Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're welcome to join us. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. And joining us now is Robert Perry. He is the longtime Washington-based journalist and investigative reporter, worked for Frontline, AP, and also at Bloomberg for a while. And he publishes now online at the nonprofit website consortiumnews.com. Bob Perry, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Peter.
How you doing?
Fine.
And that's Johnny Steele over at the other microphone.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Bob.
And I was intrigued by a column that you posted a couple of days ago at consortiumnews.com, taking on the New York Times columnist Nick Kristof. And the basis of it is he's written some really powerful human interest stories about women being exploited in prostitution in other parts of the world, and also about the crisis in Darfur, in the Sudan.
Right.
And you contrast the call for a war crimes trial for Bashir, the leader of Sudan, with Kristof's very light look at the war crimes of the Bush era.
Right. It seems that we have a constant double standard here in Washington where, while it's certainly fair to want some of these third world despots like Bashir to face the music for committing crimes that result in large scale death and destruction, there's a different standard that applies to someone like George Bush, who invaded a country illegally in defiance of the United Nations, in defiance of our own laws and rules that the United States helped set after World War II, the Nuremberg Principles. And causing vast numbers of deaths, but that is treated very differently. Also his Bush's involvement in torture and other war crimes of that sort, that's treated differently. Even Kristof, who's basically a pretty good guy, he recommends maybe the Republicans, maybe people who are very close to Bush should be the ones who handle any investigation. He even suggested at one point that Colin Powell, Bush's Secretary of State, be partly in charge of the investigation.
That's ridiculous.
And then other people like Zelikow, who, you know, people who work directly with Condi Rice, and maybe they should be handling this matter.
Well, and he's the guy who managed the 9/11 Commission to keep them in line, according to the White House terms, and then he wrote the 9/11 Commission report, which is riddled with so many omissions that even if you believe the official story, you can't believe the work of the 9/11 Commission.
Right, but Kristof had this idea that would give it more credibility if you had just Republicans and friends of George Bush handling the investigations. And at one point, he even argued that any investigation is better than no investigation, which I happen to disagree with, having lived through some of these cover-up investigations that we have in Washington. Sometimes having that kind of investigation is worse than no investigation because the people doing the investigation are so determined to protect the people that they're supposedly investigating that they end up attacking the whistleblowers. People who come forward with evidence are discredited and destroyed. So you end up with a mess at the end rather than the truth. And so it's sort of an odd juxtaposition of cheering reasonably, the idea of holding someone like this president of Sudan accountable, but then having a whole different view about holding George Bush accountable.
You know, I heard one time, Robert, someone say that, you know, even though these guys are from opposing parties and whatnot, they all end up literally at the same restaurants and the same country clubs at the end of the day, and that makes it a little less likely that they're going to go after each other. I'm talking about one party after another or whatever. Is that an answer? What's the answer? Why is this the case? It's clear to you. It's clear to me. It's clear to Peter the way he's shaking his head when you were talking a minute ago. Why isn't something being done?
Well, to some degree, it is that, the dinner parties. I worked at Newsweek. Peter left this out, but perhaps one of the most eye-opening moments I had were in the late 1980s, working at Newsweek, where there were actually dinner parties that Evan Thomas, then bureau chief, would have at his house, and they'd bring in the brass from New York, the top editors at Newsweek, and they'd bring in people like a Dick Cheney or Brent Scowcroft or others, and we'd sit there and have these chummy conversations. At one point, it was in 87, at the time when Iran-Contra was breaking wide open, we had Brent Scowcroft and Dick Cheney at a dinner, and Brent Scowcroft was suggesting openly to this group of journalists that that if John Poindexter, who was Reagan's national security advisor, had told Reagan about the Iran-Contra diversion in terms of funds, that Poindexter should say that he hadn't. And I stopped, put down my fork and my nice little dinner plate, and said, "General, you're not suggesting the admiral should commit perjury, are you?" And there was like an embarrassed silence around the table, and then the executive editor of Newsweek, Maynard Parker, pipes up and says, "Sometimes we've got to do what's good for the country."
Oh, my
and
God.
Bob, could you go to the kitchen and stay there?
I don't know how you just don't make...
There was a lot of manly guffawing around the table.
Uh-huh.
And it became clear to me that I was like, I just come over from the Associated Press, and I didn't really know the etiquette of these events. But that is the real world when you're talking about Washington, and not just the Republicans and Democrats, but throw in the many of the journalists.
And who are you having dinner with this weekend, Bob?
my daughter's birthday party is this weekend. That'll be my thing this weekend.
Okay, great. Bob, thank you very much. I want people to read your work at consortiumnews.com, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Peter.
That's Robert Perry at consortiumnews.com. We'll continue in a moment, and if you want to comment on any of the things we're talking about or introduce a topic of your own, we're wide open for your phone calls at 888-5-PETER-B, the Peter B. Collins Show. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today.
This weekend only catch Holy Hip Hop at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's right. Due to a scheduling conflict, Holy Hip Hop will be heard from 1 to 3 p.m. this Sunday. Holy Hip Hop returns to its regular time Saturday at 10 a.m. March 14th.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor their authentic Chinese dishes and tasty soups like congee and wonton noodle. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Come here, Max. What's wrong? What? Oh, I get it. A rough day?
Hi, I'm Dr. Annetta Richmond inviting you to Natural Veterinary Therapy in Pacific Grove, the peninsula's new holistic veterinary medicine clinic featuring a wide variety of natural treatments and remedies for common ailments. We also specialize in acupuncture, chiropractic, and physical rehabilitation using an underwater treadmill. Natural Veterinary Therapy, Lighthouse Avenue between 14th and 15th in Pacific Grove. Our environment is unique. Clients comment on how calm and caring it is for their pets and themselves. At Natural Veterinary Therapy, our goal is to help your pet heal from within. So think for yourself and think for your pets. Visit our website at naturalveterinarytherapy.com or call 655-0501. That's 655-0501.
Meow. Whiskers, I'd better call Dr. Richmond for you, too.
Meow, meow.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service features full service, friendly, fast, same-day service. Or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located at 4665 Soquel Drive at the intersection with Porter Street and Soquel. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Just because gas prices are low doesn't mean our troubles are over. Mother Nature's getting hot under the collar, our economy is in the toilet, and we're spending billions overseas to fill our tanks. Both kinds. Did you know local people have sold locally made fuel on the Central Coast since 2002? At the Green Station, our biodiesel is ASTM approved and is made from restaurant fryer oil collected right here. Did you know that electric cars were first built in the 1830s? Almost 200 years later, and our government still has plenty of money for oil wars, but not enough to jumpstart our renewable energy economy. 70% of all car trips in America can be done in a neighborhood electric vehicle. This will help save our planet and save you money. Zen neighborhood electric cars are at the Green Station now, and they can be charged by the sun. From local biodiesel to electric cars, bikes, and scooters, renewable transportation and a more peaceful world are just a call away. Call the Green Station today in Santa Cruz at 831-425-9100. Major credit cards are now accepted. That's 831-425-9100. Again, that's 831-425-9100.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale. Listen to my show every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. 2 hours of in-depth talk on effective ways to help you get through life's greatest challenges, whatever the crisis, addictions, illness, fears, breakups, money problems. I'll bring in expert guests and we'll do it with humor. The Sheila Show, Saturday, 3 to 5, right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Co-host today, Johnny, where do you get your health insurance?
I buy mine. Unlike most comedians, I have saved my nickels and dimes and invested on the side. And mm-hmm. So when you have a few investments, you better make sure that you don't come up with some disease that's going to require $1 million worth of treatment. So I have mm-hmm. to buy mine. I buy mine from the Kaiser family of mm-hmm. fine foods out here in California. if you're from out of state and you don't know how Kaiser works, let me just explain it to you. They're not a sponsor, are they, Peter?
No,
let me explain
no,
it to
right
you.
Ahead. Explain it. They're thriving right
all
now
right, yeah.
without me.
Yeah. Every month I send them $400, and in return they never allow me to see a physician. It's an interesting idea. I think it's called healthcare for profit is what uh-huh. that's called. You can get in, but you know, I can't blame them. It's, you know, it's a for-profit situation. Yeah. If they can tell me that when I call them with my foot cut off from the lawnmower, or if they can get me to ice it and take ibuprofen, well, mm-hmm. and then if I can give them $400 a month until the day I'm run over by a bus on my bicycle, win, 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 win for them, you
yeah.
know? I think it's terrible. I mean, my wife and I combined, you know, we dump like, I don't know, what is that, $10,000 or something?
Right.
You know, and which even more frustrating
grand,
for us.
Probably a grand a month.
Yeah,
between the
nearly,
two of you.
Nearly.
Yeah.
And what's frustrating mostly is it's just, it's funny because we sit around, and I'm a vegetarian largely, mm-hmm. plant-based. I like to say plant-based diet, and I'm an exercise guy, and it's just kind of funny, you know, here I am over there on the treadmill and eating the inedible, nearly inedible Brussels sprout every night,
yeah.
and meanwhile, probably part of the reason my fees are $400 and some a month is there's some CEO making $38 million a week, and then also there's some American somewhere living primarily on donuts and cigarettes, so
yeah.
it's
well, I'm not
thing.
Quite as healthy as you. I'm a recovering carnivore. I have meat once or twice a week now. And I do exercise, but I'm not quite as fit as you are. And I had to downsize when my insurance premium from HealthNet hit $600 a month.
Oh, boy.
I said, well, I've got to trim back. So now I have coverage from an obscure company called Midwest Health Insurance. And I don't get coverage for doctor visits. I pay those out of pocket. And my copays are pretty high, too.
So it's kind of a catastrophic thing. You're
yeah.
you're betting that you're going to be okay with the flu and the dislocated finger, but
right.
If you should come up, God forbid, with something worse, you're going to have some help.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got deep coverage, but not the lighter stuff. And Obama called this healthcare conference Thursday at the White House, and in general, I was pleased because, as you know, I favor single payer. I don't expect it to survive the whole process, but I want it to be part of the debate. And I want to move toward that long term because I don't think that the for-profit delivery system works. And I think ultimately we will accept that and come up with a government-run plan. But, you know, he did include some of my people, John Conyers and a doctor named Fine, who were able to speak at this conference. And Obama was pretty clear that there is broad consensus that we need health care reform and we want to cover virtually every American if we can. He said the question is how. And I think the real question is how do you get the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the big HMOs to sit down, shut up, and put the interests of people ahead of their profits.
Peter, when you say put the people ahead of profits, step away from the window. Step away from the window! I don't want to have to host the rest of the show. I don't even know who half these people are. I don't want you taken out by Bill Frist's sniper bullet or one of these other chuckers. Aren't all these guys senators, congressmen, cabinet members directly aligned? Wasn't the Frist family?
The Frist family made their fortune, yeah.
Fortunes in health care.
A Nashville-based HMO. I don't remember the name of it now.
Good luck filing a claim, I think it was the name of it. It was the name of the... I always tell folks, I say, well, I think there's about, 27 or 8 industrialized nations have sort of a universal health care plan, and we have a hodgepodge of CEOs making $1 trillion and me not getting in. Who's right, do you think?
Yep.
I guess they haven't figured out our way is correct yet.
We're going to take a break and return. You can call the program, and you're welcome to join us here at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. There's a podcast of this program available right after the show. Log on to peterbcollins.com and follow the links.
This weekend only catch Holy Hip Hop at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's right. Due to a scheduling conflict, Holy Hip Hop will be heard from 1 to 3 p.m. this Sunday. Holy Hip Hop returns to its regular time Saturday at 10 a.m. March 14th.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Emerson. Whatever the project, whatever the challenge, with Emerson, you can consider it solved. I'm Charles Osgood. Education is a high priority for the Obama administration, including higher education. But in this economic climate, it's tough for students or their parents to afford the rising college tuitions. State budgets are being cut, and in some cases, university endowments have been heavily cut into by the slide in investment portfolios. More on all that after this for Emerson. Emerson is a powerful force for innovation. Emerson creates the new-to-the-business and new-to-the-world solutions that enable heating in surprising new ways. Take northern China, for example. With Emerson's help, discovering opportunities to reduce its reliance on coal-fired heating plants and prevent up to 60 million tons of CO2 emissions. And it's why when Emerson takes up customer challenges, it's never been done before, simply becomes, consider it solved.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels. Any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aware of the squeeze that the recession is creating, says CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts.
Across the country, colleges are taking extraordinary steps to reduce the financial burden on students. One school, William Jessup University in Rockland, California, has lowered its tuition by 2.5%, a savings of $500 per student. Several schools, like Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, are eliminating tuition for families who earn less than $75,000 a year.
Some students have been telling their colleges and universities,
my parents cannot pay right now.
Some college presidents are finding it hard to make ends meet.
This is about as bad as it's been.
It affects students' performance.
I struggled through last semester just thinking about how I was going to pay tuition.
April McAllister couldn't pay the $3,700 she owed on tuition at Spelman College and had to drop out, and now she can't find a job.
They hired everybody they're going to be hiring. So I guess it's back to the drawing board again.
Last December, with more than 500 of its students in financial difficulties, Spelman started what it calls the Starfish Fund, where donors make tuition payments for students close to graduation, says President Beverly Daniel Tatum.
We're at risk of losing a whole generation of students, young women and men, who have done everything we've asked them to do.
The Osgood File. Transcripts, podcasts, and MP3s of these programs can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems.
They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show 33 minutes after the hour if you want to adjust your timepiece. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they go, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of thing your little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
There goes Coolio playing us into this segment with Gangsta's Paradise. You ever worked with Coolio, Johnny Steele?
No, but when I think Peter B., I think Coolio almost every time.
You do?
You guys are inseparable. You said adjust your timepiece, and I just want to do a shout-out to everybody to remember that we're moving the clocks forward this year
right. Earlier.
Because, and I say this as a guy who showed up an hour late for Easter dinner a couple of years ago. Everyone's standing at their restaurant in an East Bay suburb of Walnut Creek, and I arrive an hour late. Hey, what's the deal? Oops.
Yeah, we spring forward, which means we lose an hour of sleep, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind and don't show up late. And I did work with Coolio once. He played the X Games here in San Francisco.
Oh,
remember
when
ESPN did that with all the rollerbladers and all that kind of thing? And somehow I got hired to produce the live music stage, and we wheedled Coolio into coming up to perform. It was pretty neat. He was a very nice guy and has some of the best dreadlocks I've ever personally seen.
I didn't know you were doing the X. I was at the Triple X Games across town. Whole different event we can't talk about on the radio. I wasn't married then, so it was okay.
Did you find that on Craigslist?
I think they're cracking down on that now.
I read that, in Chicago. They're concerned that Craigslist is a font for prostitution.
Yeah.
And Craig Newmark says, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked that people would use my list to get laid.
Because of also before Craigslist, there was almost no graft or corruption in Chicago. Not until this Craigslist crap comes to town. Next thing you know, people are voting twice. And
That is very interesting because I went to school in Chicago and worked there back in the 1970s. And we didn't have Craigslist, but there were hookers. They actually were there.
Yeah.
John's calling from Carmel Valley. Welcome, John. You're on the air.
Yesterday I said something about St. Paul I regretted, and I want to rectify it if I can.
He's really upset.
Well, he might be. he was such a powerful believer in the next life, he might very well be aware of other things.
And has lightning struck in Carmel Valley in the last 20 hours?
No, but anyway, I just want to be fair, and I made out that he could well be one of the key figures as to why slavery lasted so long beyond his time. And it's true, he didn't fight it, but let's assume he had. Let's assume he had told the Roman Empire, you're all wrong having slavery, and it was such a big part of the Roman Empire. If you're going to study slavery, you can't avoid looking at the Roman Empire because, maybe a third of the people in that whole empire were slaves. It was probably larger even than that.
Right, and the grand buildings that they built were all created by slave labor. That is true.
Hey, I'm a few steps behind, guys. What did I miss? What are we talking about?
John called yesterday, and he made some comments about St. Paul.
Oh, all right.
And he now regrets them.
All right.
And I guess he's concerned about some St. Paul-based retribution.
All right, because I thought it was either the city of St. Paul or my friend Dan St. Paul, who is a well-known San Francisco comic, so I couldn't figure out how this applied at all.
No, this
but,
is the
right.
guy who wrote all those letters to the Corinthians.
Yes.
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, from my Catholic school days.
Sure.
Yeah.
The epistles from St. Paul. Okay, John, well, thank you. We accept your apology on behalf of St.
Well,
Paul.
Well, can I just explain a little bit more why he couldn't have taken on, even if he had had the gumption? If he had, it would have been a perfect route to his own crucifixion and probably the rest of the early Christians, because when they had Spartacus and that huge uprising, they put to death, crucified along the Appian Way between Rome and Naples,
mm-hmm.
6,000 that slave army that was defeated. You can see some of it in Kirk Douglas's movie made years ago called Spartacus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what the Roman Empire had was order brutishly enforced. And the crucifixion was a huge part of their way of saying to anybody, don't you dare defy us. And they certainly meant it in spades. So it was more than a no-no, and I can't blame him. I wouldn't have taken him on either.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, I thank you for the clarification, John. Good to hear from you today. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. And maybe somebody wants to call and apologize on behalf of St. Mark or Luke or John. I thought St. Peter was a cool guy, too. Couple of items I want to update our listeners on. We have been talking with you over the last few weeks about the case of Ali Al-Mari. He was a legal U.S. resident who was grabbed by the feds, and Bush ordered him stashed at the naval brig in South Carolina. And the Supreme Court ruled today, and this followed a move by the Obama administration to drop some of the charges, and in fact, file new charges against Al-Mari and bring him out of the gray zone and into a U.S. federal court. He's been charged with some crimes in Peoria, Illinois, which is where he was living when he was arrested. And the Supreme Court ruled today in the case of Al-Mari, now that the Obama administration has shifted that, they essentially dismissed the ruling of the lower court, which had maintained that Bush had the right to detain Al-Mari without charge and on an unlimited basis under his powers as President of the United States. So we're going to talk about that in a second with Professor Cohn, who will join us here momentarily. Also, I got an email from Governor Don Siegelman, who was on the program yesterday with us at this exact time, and he finally got word from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. They threw out two counts of his politically motivated prosecution and the convictions on those counts, but they did uphold several others, and they've sent the case back to the district court for resentencing. So Don Siegelman got a split decision there. Possibly the court will sentence him to time served, but he, of course, would like to clean up the convictions entirely, and so that's not a clear-cut victory for the governor. And he continues to demand that Karl Rove testify, and there has been a compromise reached with the Conyers Judiciary Committee. Rove is going to be deposed. He won't actually testify in public, at least not in this first round. So that's what we know about that. And joining us now is Marjorie Cohn. She is a professor of constitutional law at the Thomas Jefferson School in San Diego, and she is also president of the National Lawyers Guild. Marjorie Cohn, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
My pleasure, Peter.
And that's Johnny Steele, my co-host today.
How do you,
Marjorie? I must admit, I'm already about two steps behind. Okay, so I'll try to catch up.
Okay.
It's a lot of legal terminology for a comic.
Marjorie, I first wanted to just get your comments on the Siegelman case and also the Supreme Court ruling on Al-Mari today.
Well, I have not seen the latest on Siegelman. I have seen Al-Mari, however. What happened in Al-Mari is that Obama basically dodged having to litigate whether he was going to insist that the president can hold a lawful permanent resident or a citizen indefinitely as an enemy combatant without charging him with a crime. That was the kid. That was the Al-Mari was the only one in that position who was in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The only lawful permanent resident. There are no more U.S. citizens since Jose Padilla was charged with a crime. So the Supreme Court was about to decide that, and Obama charged him with a crime,
right,
which effectively took this issue, made it moot. The Supreme Court vacated the lower court decision, and now they're not going to decide it. It's too bad they're not going to decide it, because chances are, judging from Boumediene, where five members of the Supreme Court said, and that was a majority of the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm,
said that the detainees at Guantanamo had the right to go into federal court on habeas corpus and say, I am being held on, you know, unlawfully, I'm innocent, let me go. The question then is, does an American in this country, not an American but a lawful permanent resident,
mm-hmm,
have the right to be charged with the crime or let go?
Yes.
And
do you see this? Is there some positive in that the Supreme Court, in dismissing the case, did dismiss the ruling that Bush had the authority to do this extensive detention without charge of a lawful U.S. resident?
Yes, it's good that the Supreme Court vacated that lower court ruling, because then that is not on the books.
But what the ACLU actually wanted was an affirmative ruling that a president cannot do that.
Exactly. And
yeah,
they're not going to get that, because the Supreme Court is saying, hey, you know, there's no issue anymore because he has been charged with a crime. So we would be deciding this in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
There is no person who has not been charged with a crime who was in this situation.
Marjorie Cohn with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show, and she wrote a piece that you can read at truthout.org right now, called Memos Provide Blueprint for Police State. And this refers to the recently released memos from John Yoo and Jay Bybee that were secret until just this past week. And really what they show is a breathtaking pattern of a misconstruction of the Constitution and an incredible expansion of their sense of presidential powers, even to eviscerating the First Amendment.
Yes, that's true. I mean, we knew that John Yoo and Jay Bybee had written the so-called torture memos. They were made public, where they redefined torture so that you practically had to make someone's organ completely fail to constitute torture. And they basically told the president how he could get away with torturing and not be charged with war crimes. But these new memos that have been released, all but one of these seven memos were written or co-written by John Yoo or Jay Bybee. And they show a real concerted effort to allow the president to totally suspend the Constitution when he says we are at war. John Yoo wrote, we are in a state of armed conflict, as if there's shooting going on right now in the United States.
Yeah.
And he said that the president could suspend the First Amendment, freedom of speech and press, could suspend the Fourth Amendment, which protects people against unreasonable searches and seizures. In other words, right now they have to go to a judge, and a judge has to say, yeah, there's probable cause to believe that there's evidence of a crime there.
Unless they want to wiretap absolutely everyone.
Exactly. And so wiretapping, which is also could be a violation of the Fourth Amendment if it doesn't comply, is part of this as well. Memos said that the president could send suspected terrorists to other countries where they'll likely be tortured, and the president can decide if he doesn't like a treaty, he's just going to basically cancel it. It really is a recipe for a police state or a dictatorship. And even the Bush administration knew that these memos were legally indefensible. By the way, the two torture memos that Bybee and Yoo had written before had been disclaimed by the Bush administration,
mm-hmm,
after they had been in effect for a matter of years.
Jack Goldsmith did that.
But Stephen Bradbury, the principal deputy assistant attorney general under Bush in his Justice Department, actually issued two memos disclaiming these seven newly released memos, one on October 6, 2008, and the other on January 15th, 2009, that basically said, we don't really buy the reasoning in those memos. Now, why did Bradbury wait until Bush was almost out of office?
Yeah.
Probably because he knew that the new Department of Justice would make them public, and he wanted to cover his backside. Stephen Bradbury, by the way, and John Yoo and Jay Bybee are the three Bush lawyers that were singled out by the Office of Professional Responsibility, and this was the Office of Professional Responsibility during the Bush administration, which did an investigation and wrote a draft report that apparently excoriates you, Bybee, and Bradbury for these memos. And, in fact, the Office of Professional Responsibility could report the lawyers to their state bar associations for possible discipline or even refer them for criminal investigation. It will be very interesting to see what happens when that report becomes public, if and when, and I can't imagine that it won't, because it kind of lets Obama off the hook, who doesn't want to do the investigations, doesn't want to look like he's on a witch hunt. But if Bush's Office of Professional Responsibility does it, then he certainly should release them. And according to Newsweek's Michael Isikoff, there are emails that passed between these lawyers and the White House, and we don't know what is in those emails, but they could be the smoking gun that could show that Bush and Cheney and the rest of Team Bush were telling the lawyers, look, this is what we want to do. We want to spy without warrants. We want to send other people to places they're probably going to be tortured. We want to engage in torture. Give us the legal cover to do it. And if that's the case, then that's the smoking gun to indict not just these lawyers, but Bush, Cheney, and the whole team.
And Marjorie Gianni here. I live down the street from UC Berkeley here in California. And he's still a professor, am I wrong, of law at the university?
It is astounding, Johnny. He is a tenured professor at Berkeley Law School. He is teaching students constitutional law, and he is being funded by taxpayers. John Yoo is the person who wrote in the Wall Street Journal on January 29th that Bush could even authorize waterboarding, which he did three times in the years after 9/11. And waterboarding, our law has long held that waterboarding's torture. Our law says that torture is a war crime, which makes John Yoo a war criminal, which means that my tax dollars and yours, because I assume you live in California as well, are going to pay the salary of a war criminal who is teaching our students at one of the nation's premier law schools constitutional law. And this is not an issue of academic freedom.
Well, I think what we need to do, Marjorie, is use rendition to send John Yoo to Sudan, and then we can get him indicted in the International Criminal Court. I've got to run to a break, Marjorie. Thanks for joining us today, and I want people to read your piece at truthout.org.
My pleasure.
All right, very well. Marjorie Cohn, professor of law at Thomas Jefferson School in San Diego and president of the National Lawyers Guild. We'll be back in a moment and take some phone calls here. Johnny Steele with me today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
This weekend only, catch Holy Hip Hop at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's right. Due to a scheduling conflict, Holy Hip Hop will be heard from 1 to 3 p.m. this Sunday. Holy Hip Hop returns to its regular time Saturday at 10 a.m. March 14th.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Ever thought about shipping your child to a remote island? Want to send them to their room for the rest of their life? I can help. I'm Mark Lecluse, an intern psychotherapist practicing in SoCal under the supervision of Dr. Chaim Barton. For the past 10 years, I've been helping parents, teens, and kids overcome challenges in their lives, and I'd like to help you too. I can work with your family to resolve conflicts, improve communications, and solve problems. Together, we can turn struggles and challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. I offer an affordable sliding scale and am currently accepting new clients. Please call for an appointment. 831-818-4033. Parenting doesn't have to be so hard. I'm Mark LaCluse. Give me a call. 818-4033. That's 818-4033.
Go ahead, take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system. Your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today. There was something I was going to say, but I'm having memory loss. That song just did it to me. Okay. It kind of neuralized me. Well, let's talk to Jim in Missoula. He'll bail us out of this. Jim, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, and Johnny Steele's my co-host today.
Well, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Jim, you haven't been listening long enough. It is not necessary to thank Mr. Collins for taking your call.
Okay. Well, I am a kind of a new listener. So.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in today. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I don't get to listen to your program every day, but you had someone talking about the proposed horse slaughter facility in Montana a couple days ago.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anyone else has called in and covered that, but I just wanted to give you a couple thoughts.
Well, the only thing, I did get an email from one of the people who'd been participating in that interview, Jay, and she told me that it did pass the lower house by a significant margin.
Okay.
I don't know where the play is in the Senate and when it might come up.
I see. Okay. Well, I would just give you my thoughts on that, I guess, if you're interested.
I am. What is your take? Do you think that horse slaughtering is a necessary situation?
I would have to call it a necessary evil. I'm a horse owner and a horse lover. I've had horses all my life. I have absolutely no intention of ever taking one to a slaughter facility, but the reality is, in the West, there are literally tens of thousands of more horses than there are people to care for them.
Mm-hmm.
For every horse that's kept alive now, it's taken away a lot of resources from, you know, it's more horses than there are resources to care for. The horse rescue facilities,
mm-hmm.
Well, God bless them, but there just aren't enough of them and there isn't enough money to fund the magnitude of the problem.
And why do we need to slaughter them, though, Jim? Can't each rancher dispatch them? I mean, you put them down and you bury them. Why do you need to have a processing facility that could be, convert these critters into dog meat or, tan their hides? A lot of people object to that sort of processing.
Well, the horse is just as dead in the final analysis. So,
Can I interject here? Why are there too many horses? I know where they come from, but I'm not that idiotic, but I mean, why are there too many horses? Hasn't there been a system throughout the centuries to balance this out?
Well, there have been horse slaughter facilities in the past as part of it.
But those were outlawed, what, about 5 years ago?
I don't know when.
Yes.
There haven't been any. Yeah, maybe longer than that.
Uh-huh.
I read recently, and I don't know the source, but the BLM, you know, if you want a horse, the BLM will give you horses. All you got to do is prove you have a facility.
And that's not a BLT, that's the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You can't get a BLT sandwich on a horse. The BLM is holding more horses in holding facilities than they have open range for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, they can't even give them away.
Okay. And do you see any alternative, or do you think that, as you said, this is just a necessary evil?
I'm afraid it is. I don't see an alternative. I mean, I haven't seen, an alternative that is even remotely workable.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about euthanasia, which is great for the horse owners, but that doesn't cover the literally thousands of horses that aren't owned.
Right. See, one of the issues that was raised...
I'm sorry, Jim.
I'm just tight for time. One of the issues that was raised by the Humane Society person who was on the show is that the slaughterhouse actually creates a market for horse flesh, and then people steal horses, they rustle them in order to convert them to cash.
They don't rustle them, they rustle them, just in case.
That's a rustle.
Yeah.
You like my cowboy talk?
I like that.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, there may be some to that, and, you know, if there was an alternative, I'd be all for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see what it is. There are people now in most national forests throughout the West and on open range ground, if they can't take care of their horses, if they don't have a brand or a tattoo or some kind of an implant mark, they're taking them out and turning them loose. The problem is growing pretty rapidly.
All right, Jim, I'm out of time, but thank you for calling from Missoula. Can I make you vice president of marketing for your town?
Certainly.
Spread the word. We're on every afternoon, 4 to 6 Mountain Time on KMPT AM 930.
Peter, we have a real quick call. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's Mr. Ed from Hollywood calling.
Peter, I think this is a bad idea.
I think it was actually Johnny Cash. Let me try that again.
Actually, you know, Tom Petty has Mr. Ed's teeth. I've checked.
Nice.
If you want to share this hour with a friend, there's a podcast available. The link's on my homepage at peterbcollins.com. Johnny Steele with me this hour.
Bonjour, this is Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. I've created a special offer for you to try my French wines made from organically grown grapes. For a limited time, when you buy two bottles, you get one bottle free, and I'll even pay for the shipping. I know you love the taste of these handcrafted wines from my ancestors' lands, especially if you care about our planet and your health. Imagine, you can have organic French wine delivered to your door for less than $12 a bottle. I've made this free wine and free shipping offer available to you because I believe you'll become a lifelong customer once you've tasted our wines. The French Bouquet Collection at ecowine.com includes my red Chateau Véronique from Languedoc, my white Viognier, and my Blanquette de Limoux sparkling wine. All French, organically grown, and affordable.
For free delivery, click on ecowine.com/Peter B. That's ecowine.com/Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Massive job cuts push unemployment over 8%.
We've never had four straight months of job loss in the excess of 600,000.
Burned investors are wary of a Madoff plea deal.
I do want some guarantee that he's not going to get off easy.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. For anyone looking for a job like this man in Los Angeles, the search is very discouraging.
It's really tough. I mean, no bites. You know, lots of putting out resumes, talking to people, doing the phone, doing the networking, and nothing.
Today's report from the Labor Department says 651,000 Americans joined him last month. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The unemployment rate shot up to 8.1% as employers across every industry and in every part of the country shed jobs. Keith Hall, who heads the Bureau of Labor Statistics, was asked when we'd gone through a period before of such rapid and big job losses.
The answer to that is never. We've never had four straight months of job loss in the excess of 600,000.
Overall, there are now 12.5 million Americans out of work looking for jobs, another 8.5 million who want to work full-time but can only find part-time jobs. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
We inherited a big mess.
President Obama says he will not accept a future filled with job losses. He made the point in a speech to 25 police graduates who were slated for layoffs until their jobs were saved by federal economic stimulus dollars. The president recalled that critics described the plan as unwise. While he did not name names, Democrats circulated a release here reminding voters that Ohio's GOP leader John Boehner led the United Republican opposition to the program. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Columbus, Ohio. Now this.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I design and sell my very own line of baby clothes. When I started my business, I knew how to make the baby clothes, but I didn't really know the business side of things. And it became very clear that I needed help. So I'd heard about Intuit QuickBooks, you know, that small business software, and thought, that's just what I need. Then I saw I could try it for free, and you know what? It's been great. totally easy to use, and it's helped me avoid a lot of growing pains.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
The stock market was all over the place today. The Dow crossed zero 32 times before closing 32 points on the plus side at 66.26. The S&P index rose by a fraction to 683. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
There's not so much fear anymore in the market as there is a feeling of acceptance, and that has led to apathy. So we're really not seeing any conviction when we're selling, not even when we're rallying. And so today it seems like investors were really just looking for some direction throughout the day and didn't really want to commit to a big rally or a big sell-off.
The Dow is down 6% for the week, its fourth losing week in a row. Court papers filed in New York today indicate accused swindler Bernard Madoff has agreed to waive an indictment. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen thinks there is a plea bargain in the works.
Usually when you see this, you shortly thereafter see some sort of a plea deal. The question will be whether it involves prison time for Madoff and whether the judge, a judge somewhere, is willing to sign off on it.
Madoff allegedly took as much as $50 billion from trusting clients and apparently never invested their money in anything. So how do they feel about Madoff cutting a deal?
I'd be willing to let him do a plea bargain if he actually had money stowed away offshore that he would relinquish back to the government, and if he was willing to give up the people's names who helped him pull off this Ponzi scheme.
Dr. Henry Backey, a surgeon in Fairfield, Connecticut, lost his retirement money and says other Madoff clients are even worse off.
There are people out there that were drawing on pensions from Madoff that are in the streets now. You look at some of these people in Florida who have to sell their homes just so they have income now to buy food.
The Securities Investor Protection Corporation, an industry-funded group that protects clients when brokerage firms fail, is starting to compensate Madoff victims. Two checks went out today. On Monday, President Obama will lift the restrictions imposed by President Bush on embryonic stem cell research. It's welcome news to neurosurgeon Jack Stern.
This really opens a box. Toys, biological toys that just have been unavailable to both the clinicians and the researchers.
He's doing research on the repair of spinal cord injuries. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so
Aflac,
gifted.
Aflac,
get extra credit.
Aflac,
for more information,
Aflac.
Call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to
AflacForBusiness.com.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
This hour on the Peter B. Collins Show, we take up the plight of some Bay Area radio listeners whose homes are underwater. That's right, their mortgages are more than the home is worth. And that puts a really incredible financial squeeze on. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me on the Peter B. Collins Show today, and we're live on Green 960.
Mother West is Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Brother's got to make to keep the economy around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house. It has a
if you're feeling the financial squeeze as a homeowner, I hope you'll listen carefully this hour. It's going to be busy, and Johnny, it's a little ambitious here, but in a few minutes we'll be joined by Congresswoman Jackie Speier, the Democrat from the Bay Area, who distinguished herself in the state Senate as a very strong pro-consumer advocate. And she has taken those skills to Washington, where she's been working on the legislation to help homeowners who are in the underwater problem. And, Johnny, you've had a chance, too, to look at some of the emails that we've been receiving all week long from listeners who are underwater. And you're a homeowner, and you also invest in properties, you and your wife. And so it's got to be heart-wrenching to see how people really bet everything on the so-called American dream. And in some cases, they bet it because, well, they thought they were going to need the tax write-off that you get from paying a fat mortgage.
Which it is a nice little write-off, actually. Going from, you know, having been a renter in my youth and then buying a house, you get to write off your interest deduction. And it's a big hunk of that monthly payment early on in your loan. And some of these folks, Peter, and I don't mean to be chuckling, but not only underwater, I mean, it's like a Jules Verne situation here. Yeah. These people are 30,000 leagues, some of
them,
underwater.
Send the submersibles. That's the only way to rescue them.
Yeah, it's trouble.
And after the first break, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jim. He and his wife are both medical doctors. They bought a house in Oakland, and they'll describe the situation for you. And we invited their lenders on the program. We invited representatives of three different institutions, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Cal Bank and Trust. And at Citibank, the media relations said they have only one spokesperson in the entire country, and he or she was not available today.
Because he or she was locked in the bathroom.
Might be available on a future day, but no guarantees, no commitments. Over at Wells Fargo, they say it's really nice that you're doing this, but they don't want to participate. They refuse to make an executive available to talk to us. And at Cal Bank and Trust, they said that she cannot talk about any mortgage-related issues and referred us to a corporate marketing director who didn't return our call. So in substitution for the actual lenders, we've invited Vicki Benbow, who is a Sacramento real estate broker, 40 years of experience, and she's got 28 short sales that are in her pipeline right now. She's worked with all these banks, and so she's going to be able to advise our listeners on what their options may be and just how serious the problems are. Natalie in Fremont will join us a little bit later in the hour. And after we talk to our two listeners with the problems, we're also going to talk to real estate lawyer Jeff Lerman, who knows the ins and outs of the legal issues and when it's time to walk away. So that's what's on our agenda this hour, and it's going to be busy, but I think it'll be very interesting as we take a look at these critical issues and the way people are dealing with them.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens because I think everyone's involved in this. By that I mean these cockamamie loans that people were getting. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like my dad, but in my day you put 20% down. That was to show the bank that you had an interest in the property. You know, people were buying houses with zero down and
105%, 110%. Hey, take 100% and then take more to remodel.
Yeah. At a time where the market has been blowing out of control for 4 or 5 years, I mean, and I think there were appraisers who were going out there on behalf of not on behalf of the buyer.
Right.
I'll just say that, and saying, oh, this thing's worth $580,000 when
well,
it
and
never
the commission
was.
Structure incentivized the mortgage brokers to put you into one of these adjustable loans.
Absolutely.
Because they got a much higher commission.
Sure.
Than if they put you in a 30-year fix.
Sure, all those little things called points and fees and everything, someone walked off with those and left you holding some cockamamie loan that was going to balloon up 2 percentage points on a property they appraised $100,000 over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see what's going to happen. And, you know, some of these folks, I think, you know, if the payments can be made on these houses, people should just stay in them. I mean, you know, a house is like any other investment. It goes up and it goes down. I have a lot of stocks that are worth, you know, much less than someone's house might be worth less percentage-wise. I have stocks that are 50 and 60% off of what they bought them 2 years ago. And, you know, I'm just going to sit there with them and then they'll come around.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not always, if you can make your payments, my philosophy is it's not always essential that you have to run away from this thing. I mean,
yeah.
2 or 4 or 6 years down the road, they'll be back to where they were. And you've got to have a place to live in the meanwhile and your credit will be intact. So.
Mm-hmm.
we'll probably talk about that, I guess, with some of these professionals. I'm just a amateur jack-of-all-trades hobby guy when it comes to this.
Congresswoman Jackie Spears, we hope will join us here in just a moment or two. She's been working on a couple of legislative fronts. And one is very interesting because Carolyn Said, who writes about real estate for the San Francisco Chronicle and is married to my friend Mark Friedman, by the way, she penned a piece about how the Obama homeowners bailout plan, it's got a name, I can't remember what it is, really won't help most Californians because it was based on the old conforming limit for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae of about $400,000. And Speer has modified that legislation to say that the limit will be $729,000 here in California, and the conforming will be based on when you apply for a mortgage workout, not when you bought the house.
Yeah.
So that's a very important change.
This used to be called, I guess, jumbo. I mean, what was the, I don't remember the exact figure, but over a certain number of, I think it was four or some hundred thousand.
Well, it went up over loans. Years, yeah. Yeah. I think it ended up at the 417 figure about 3 years ago. So that's one issue that she's been working on. And also, she's been trying to crack down to make sure that, for example, the people who ran Countrywide Financial into the ground are not hired as a kind of workout turnaround artists to help advise people on how to deal with the crunch right now. And that's kind of like saying that bank robbers shouldn't be allowed to work as consultants, security consultants, for banks.
Then the entire 8 years of the Bush administration would not have been allowed to operate, Peter, had those rules been in effect. If you got somebody from the lead paint lobby running up the EPA or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That stuff happened. Yeah.
So I think that these are very worthwhile issues that she's working on. I have a quote from her here. Fraud and abuse are problems even during the best of times, but when economic markets are reeling and ordinary Americans are desperate for solutions, the scam artists seem to multiply faster than cockroaches. This bill puts teeth into the regulators' bite so that they can rid the FHA market of those who would seek to take advantage of the situation.
That is definitely happening. I heard a story about that in Oakland a while back. Some folks in trouble underwater somehow looked up some organization to help them, paid them $500 up front to help them stop the foreclosure or guide them through these waters, and the people did or were able to do virtually nothing. And so there's another $500 on top of it, and you put your hopes into some organization. I don't know the name of the organization, but I know this is an actual story.
Well, and I get spam every day from unknown sources offering to help me with my mortgage problems, and I have no idea how credible those are, but I don't think they're trustworthy.
Yeah, probably not.
Johnny, one of the other things that really is a consistent thread in the email reports that we got from underwater homeowner listeners is that when they contacted their lender before they were unable to make payments and said, look, I'm hitting the wall here, help me out, let's rework the loan, in a number of cases, the lending institution told them, okay, time out for 60 days. It's called forbearance. Don't make any payments or make lower payments while we are working with you to either refinance or extend the length of the term of the loan, what have you. And in each case, the people reported that when they accepted this forbearance from the banks, they said, well, how will this affect my credit rating? The bank said, don't worry, we'll let them know that you're in forbearance. But in each case, the credit rating was affected, and people were dinged by 100 or 200 FICO points.
Oh, boy, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'd also like to see that in writing because, you know, if somehow there's a verbal agreement and it doesn't come across, and then 60 days later, you're looking at 30 days until you're done. So, because I guess it is often 90 days on these matters. So,
right. Yeah. Johnny Steele with me here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're waiting for Congresswoman Jackie Spear to call. So we're going to take our break right now and return. We have two listeners who have underwater stories to share with us. Dr. Jim will be with us shortly, and a little later in the hour, Natalie from Fremont. And it's going to be interesting, so stay tuned, and we'll bring you more right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Hey, Hey, this is Tom Hartman for Dr. Daniel Turner. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry for 35 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place before your first oral examination. He interviews every new patient so he understands what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Looking for a big city dining experience with local ma-and-pop prices and service? Look no further than Jim's American Chinese Restaurant at 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road, Prunedale, just behind Burger King. Stephen Lowe, master chef and co-owner of Jim's American Chinese Restaurant, brings to Prunedale his 35 years of experience in cosmopolitan San Francisco. Stephen serves traditional American and Chinese dishes with subtle, delicious French and Italian influences. Jim's has great meals for $10 to $15. For extraordinary food to die for and prices that won't dent your budget, make it a point to visit Jim's American Chinese Restaurant in Prunedale. Jim's is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 9. At Jim's, you can dine in or take out, and catering is also available. Call 663-4888. That's 663-4888. To make reservations at Jim's American Chinese Restaurant, call 663-4888.
Good afternoon. This is your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. In the Hollister-Gilroy area, we have a traffic accident at Santa Teresa Boulevard at Palm Ave. In Aptos in Santa Cruz County, a traffic collision at Soquel Drive and Rio Del Mar Boulevard. And on Route 17 at Glenwood, a wrong-way driver, and apparently that car has just been moved off the roadway. So heads up out there.
Hey kids, this is Billy Sunshine with your KRXA 540 weather. It's 54 degrees and partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs around 60. And Sunday, it's looking partly cloudy in the morning, and then becoming mostly sunshine. High in the upper 50s. And now, back to Peter B. Collins.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, this hour devoted to the interests of underwater homeowners, and I hope you don't feel the waters rising.
Wake up, everybody, almost sleeping in bed. Fall back with thinking, time to think in head. World's changed so very, we're used to.
I'm Peter B. He's Johnny Steele. And joining us now, we'll call him Dr. Jim from Oakland. Jim is his name, but we'll leave his last name out. Jim, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello.
Nice to talk with you, and thank you for telling us about your situation.
And let me just summarize briefly from the email you sent in the interest of time. You and your wife are both medical doctors, emergency medicine for her, and you're a gynecologist. You bought a house in Oakland? Or do I have
the other way around, but yes.
Okay. You bought a house in Oakland back in 2005, and your total layout there, including a refinance, was about $925,000. And the way I do the math, you now owe about $910,000, and you think the house is worth about $700,000. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And you do have other debt, including your student loans of almost $250,000 and $140,000 in credit card debt. And your situation is compounded because your wife, who was expecting to make partner in her medical firm, actually got laid off. Is that right?
That is also correct, yes.
Okay, so your house is worth less, your income has declined, and you have a 30-year fixed with Wells Fargo at 6%, and then a second for a little under $200,000, an 8% loan on 15-year balloon terms. So joining us now to help us understand this, because we did invite your lenders, but they declined to participate, Vicki Benbow is a Sacramento real estate broker, and she's done a lot of work on short sales in her 40-year career. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with us. And tell me what your initial thought is about Dr. Jim's situation.
Well, sadly, it's representative of a lot of the people I talked to today, and there is no easy out for any of these. But I would think that he primarily would be a perfect candidate for a loan modification in this situation, especially since in the information that I received that they really would like to stay there and raise their children there.
And, Dr. Jim, have you made any contact with your lenders?
No, I haven't. I was under the impression that for these jumbos that there was really nothing that could be done.
All right, Vicki, is that a good impression that he has?
Well, I think, you know, every lender is different, but lenders do not want these homes back, especially here in California. And, you know, I think that if you don't ask the question, the answer is definitely no. And all the rules sort of changed also on March 4th. When the new program came out, and it's something that I would highly recommend that he does pursue, and it's not an easy thing to do because they really work very hard to make it very difficult.
Now, Vicki, I'm sorry, Johnny. Vicki, the first loan is about $715,000. Jackie Speer amended the bill to take it up to $729,000. Does that help Dr. Jim and his wife?
It should help them by all means. But even before that, banks were doing loan modifications, and what they're doing, they're not lowering the principal amounts that we found. Although we have heard of a few that actually do the loan modifications, lowering the principal balance. Most of them are either extending that 30-year out to 40 or 50 years, and taking that 6% interest rate down. We had one which was a jumbo loan before. And we had them take it down to 4.3% and extend out to 50 years. And we took this gentleman's payment down by $2,000 a month.
Because this is Johnny here, guys. Jim, you got an 8% second? Did I hear that right?
Correct.
Wow, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
That's a high interest rate. Is it your primary goal to stay in that house? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, the plan was to stay here for the long term.
Yeah.
Then I highly recommend that he move forward with attempting a loan modification, but I highly also recommend that you don't contact anyone who wants money up front. The Department of Real Estate in the state of California literally forbids anyone taking money up front, and there are companies that are doing it. We are amazed that they aren't in jail right now, but a good loan modification company will help you, and then they'll collect their costs at the back end. And in most cases, the borrowers are happy to pay it because they've gotten what they need to have done for them.
And Jim, what is your cash position? How long can you hold out at your current monthly expense level?
We have actually ran out as of this month. This was the first month we actually fell behind on the payments. I just got caught up, but all of our reserve is gone as of this month, so I expect that we'll be getting into a month-to-month problem here now.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, Vicki, what would you recommend as concrete steps that Jim should take?
Well, as I said, I would absolutely contact his lenders, and he's got two pretty good lenders. We're having successes with both of them.
That's Wells Fargo and Citibank.
And Citibank. And, you know, and our office is available to give him advice. We will advise him on how to go about it himself. We can give him some websites where he can get counseling from the Housing and Urban Development. But there are a lot of resources available, and like I said, if he wants to contact our office, we will provide him all those guidelines so that he can do everything he can to save his home.
Okay. And if people want to contact Vicki, it's Vicki Benbow, and it's V-I-K-I, Vicki at Vicki Benbow, B-E-N-B-O-W.com. Again, V-I-K-I, Vicki Benbow, Vicki at Vicki Benbow.com. Johnny?
Are you considering talking to Dr. Jim? Any other alternatives? I mean, I have had properties in the past, and what I would do is rent my place out and move to someplace smaller for a short period of time, or move in with family members for a while when times were tough. Are you considering or looking at any of these other options, or you just want to get that loan adjusted, get that wife back to work, for God's sake, and get her up with that nice degree she's sitting on? And I've rented out rooms. I've converted garages briefly. I mean, are you looking at any of those other options, or you just want to get this interest rate down, get this loan consolidated, get a better loan, and get the wife back to work? Is that primarily what the goal is?
Yeah, that's pretty much the plan we're taking. I'm a little hesitant to take a renter in or something with such small kids in the house
you got
and so forth. And
a couple of
no
kids.
Available family.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jim, the one last thing I want to ask you is, at what point did you realize that you were in trouble? Because you did take on a huge mortgage here, and you then took out money, so you took yourself right up to the hill.
Right. You know, at the time, when we were both working, it was no problem whatsoever. We were both quite comfortable, saving for retirement. Everything was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you had two incomes and substantial incomes, this was an important tax shelter for you.
Right.
Yeah.
This was no problem. This was the plan. We were going to stay here and raise a family, and we were quite comfortable doing it.
Dr. Jim, thank you. Thank you for sharing your problems with us, and I hope that we can help you. I hope this has been useful to you and also to other listeners, and I thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you much, Peter B. and everyone else. I appreciate the help. I'll be in contact.
We're going to continue with broker Vicki Benbow, and we'll talk to another listener, Natalie in Fremont, coming up next. Peter B. and Johnny Steele on the Peter B. Collins Show.
This weekend only, catch Holy Hip Hop at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's right. Due to a scheduling conflict, Holy Hip Hop will be heard from 1 to 3 p.m. this Sunday. Holy Hip Hop returns to its regular time Saturday at 10 a.m. March 14th.
Already a failure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The financial media has concluded that the Obama administration is already a dismal economic failure. With stocks down 20% since the inauguration, this is being officially dubbed the Obama bear market. Obama's radical energy taxes are killing stock prices, even though they haven't passed yet. His tax increases on the wealthy are killing stock prices, even though they wouldn't take effect for 2 years. His failure to release details of the bank rescue plan is killing stock prices. His pessimism is killing stock prices. His use of teleprompters is killing stock prices. The only positive thing he's done so far is double Rush Limbaugh's ratings. The Dow is the lowest it's been since 97. The S&P is the lowest since 96. Unemployment hit 8.1%, the highest since 83. Things have never been so horrible. Except that they have. When Ronald Reagan was president, when it was morning in America, unemployment hit 10.8%. In the midterm elections, the Democratic opposition gained 26 seats. The next year, Reagan's popularity was down to 35%, and it looked like he'd be a one-term president. But then, the results of his huge deficit spending program kicked in. Unemployment dropped, and in 1984, he won re-election in a landslide. Unemployment was still 7.2%, but Reagan carried 49 states. Reagan even had a stock market crash in 1987. Stocks fell 22.6% in 1 day, which remains the largest one-day percentage decline in stock market history. It recovered in 2 years. But more important, the nation survived in all its capitalist glory. Now this.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross. I'm the
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, this is Cynthia from the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore. Our environment here on the beautiful Central Coast is an intricate, vital system teeming with life. At Pilgrim's Way, awareness of the natural world has motivated us to expand our vision about community. Our mission? To educate, empower, inspire, and enliven. Think community. Think Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden, your resource for conscious living. Between 5th and 6th on Dolores in Carmel, call 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Johnny Steele, my co-host, all day long here. And this hour, we're focusing on the problems of underwater homeowners. That means your mortgage is more than the value of your home. 20%, the estimate is, of American homeowners are underwater. 12% already foreclosed or on their way. And we'll continue in a moment with broker Vicki Benbow and get her to describe for us which institutions are most cooperative for people who need a restructuring or a workout of their loans. But Jackie Speier, the Democratic Congresswoman from the Bay Area, is joining us now. Congresswoman, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hi, Peter. Great to be with you.
And I just want to offer my condolences. This has been a difficult week for you. Your mother passed away, and you're still at work. We really thank you for that.
Well, thank you. She was a great woman, and we will miss her.
Yeah. Well, we are struggling on another front here with the issues of people whose homes are underwater, and you've been working hard applying the skills that you developed in Sacramento. You're a staunch fighter for consumers. You've taken on banks and insurance companies in the past. And in response to a San Francisco Chronicle article, you inserted an amendment that is a real improvement. It improves the chances of California homeowners being able to take advantage of the Obama workout plans.
That's right. In fact, the administration now has embraced that amendment and is going to make modification available to homeowners for loans up to $729,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate that, and that's one of the important tweaks that I think will help keep some Californians in their homes. And at the same time, you've also been working on legislation to try to crack down on predatory lenders. And so it's amazing that some of the people who wrecked Countrywide and the other mortgage companies are back to help.
isn't it kind of mind-boggling? I mean, but we actually had testimony at a hearing and an inspector general's report that basically said that the subprime and Alt-A loan originators that were, you know, all about liar loans and no doc and the like were just shifting to FHA. And I was alarmed at that because I thought, oh, my gosh, we just can't have this happen all over again. And the director of the FHA said he really didn't have any authority. Can you believe that? Any authority to decline to allow an originator to offer FHA loans. So there is yet another amendment that Congresswoman Maxine Waters and I worked on together that is going to give that kind of latitude to the directors to decline those who have spotty records in the past.
Jackie, Johnny here. What is the biggest problem in California? I know across the country it differs, but what are people suffering from most? Are they trying to sell their house because they have to move or whatever, and it's underwater and they're going to lose a couple hundred thousand, or do they want to stay in their homes and their loan is either adjusted or is too much for them? What are you seeing as the biggest problem?
Well, you know what's interesting? In our region, particularly in the area that I represent, it is a lower number of foreclosures going on. But even then, I'm getting so many people who are just upside down so many ways. I mean, their home is worth less. They're out of a job. They extended themselves too much.
Yeah.
And it's all the perfect storm that's coming to affect them.
You just described really the tone of almost every email we received from listeners who are in trouble. And the one other thing, Jackie Spear, that they have talked about is that those who have gone to their lenders seeking some sort of a workout, many have been told, well, okay, we're working with you. You're in forbearance for the next 60 days. Either you can reduce your payments or withhold them altogether. And the borrowers will say, well, what about my credit rating? And they say, don't worry about it. We won't report this to the credit agencies. Well, that part falls off the table. And we see repeatedly these folks who took the word of their lender that they could stop making payments during the workout period, that their credit rating dropped by 200 points.
Well, I've got yet another bill that I'm going to introduce on the credit rating agencies and the credit bureaus because they both have been bad actors in this entire conflagration. I will say, though, that the bill we just passed yesterday has the potential of really turning around a lot of these dragging their feet lenders, because we've put into the bill, and if it gets out of the Senate and gets to the president, he will certainly sign it, this provision for bankruptcy. So there's an expectation that people will go through this process and attempt to get their loan either modified or refinanced. But if all else fails, they will be eligible to go to bankruptcy court for the very first time. You know, it's interesting that historically you could go to bankruptcy and have your financial situation reordered if you had a yacht or if you had a second home, but never for your principal residence.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
So this is going to create incentives, I think, for the banks to work with people, because, you know, if they go to bankruptcy, they will be able to stay in their home, and the modification is going to be done by the judge and not by the lender.
And it looks like that bankruptcy alteration is going to run into stiff opposition from the Nietniks in the Senate, the Republicans.
Well, I mean, that could be, but, you know, the numbers are very strong now in the Senate, and I think that, you know, there's some moderates. We've seen it already with Arlen Specter and Olympia Snow and Susan Collins. So I think there's going to be some opportunities. And, you know, this isn't getting better. You know, we haven't secured the bottom yet. And these proposals are all about trying to stabilize the market by creating a bottom so we can start moving up from there.
In light of that, why aren't these lenders coming to the table more quickly? I mean, I've dealt with buying foreclosures and properties like this in the past, and I know that the banks don't want, I mean, the lenders don't want these generally. I mean, some of these are underwater, $100,000, $200,000. Their banks, lenders are not in the business of running, you know, real estate and selling real estate. Why aren't they just coming to these tables quicker and saying, let's do this now? Why don't they want to do this?
You know, that's a great question, and certainly from the calls I get into my district office, a lot of unwillingness among lenders to negotiate. And, you know, foreclosure has already proven that if the bank goes to foreclosure, half of the loan is going to be lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's far better to keep people in their home, stabilize the market, and, you know, have a much less of a loss to incur. So I'm hopeful that all of this is going to change the mindset of these lenders, because I must tell you, just over the last 6 months, you know, there's been major shifts. I mean, they wouldn't even contemplate reducing the interest rate. Their whole idea of modification was just extending the loan to 40 years. But now they're, you know, these programs are going to allow us to actually bring the loan interest rate down to as little as 2%. It's in order to get people into a position where 31% of their income will go to paying the mortgage.
Yeah, we had a caller.
There's lots of incentives.
Yeah. Go, Johnny.
We had a call. That would be very helpful. We had a caller here who's got a second on his property in Oakland that he's in trouble with. 8% he's paying on a large sum of money.
Yeah. Jackie Spears, thank you.
Some of them are as high as well.
I'm really glad that you're in Washington working on these issues.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to do so.
All right. It's great to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Jackie Spear, Democratic Congresswoman from the San Francisco Peninsula and part of San Francisco. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. If you'd like to join us with a question or comment, we'll do our best to fit you in this hour or next. And you are welcome to join us with any issues related to mortgages and the workouts. We continue now with Vicki Benbow. As we mentioned, she's a Sacramento real estate broker and has been doing it for 40 years, has done short sales in the past and working on 28 in her personal pipeline right now. Vicki, give us a quick sketch of who the best lenders are in terms of loan modifications and workouts under these current conditions.
Well, we've been doing them with quite a few different lenders. We just did one with Countrywide. We've done them with Chase. Where we're having our biggest problems are the banks that went out of business, and now they've shifted the servicing over to other companies and trying to find those investors, the actual people, the beneficiaries. But, you know, Wells Fargo's been a good company to work with. They've all changed their tune dramatically over the last couple of months.
You mentioned the banks that have closed. IndyMac in particular had a lot of subprime loans in California. Are they a big problem?
Actually, we brought IndyMac on a short sale we're doing right now on a property over $1 million out in the El Dorado Hills area. And we've got an offer on the table right now. It's $600,000.
Uh-huh.
And IndyMac stepped right up to the plate and offered the second, which is Popular. Now, Popular, we're having a real hard time with 10% on their $140,000 second, and Popular just flat turned it down.
Yeah. And that is part of the problem. It gets complicated, but working with your first and second lenders, the second will often sit back and wait for the first to make the first move, if you'll pardon the expression. But you described to us off air earlier today some scenarios where basically the second is being crunched down to a nominal fee, $5,000 or $10,000, and then they try to go after the homeowner separately.
That's correct. And I think Jeff, your legal counsel can speak to that.
Jeff Lerman will be with us in the next segment.
But basically, if the loan is a refinance loan, especially that second, most of those loans do allow for judicial deficiency judgments, and those banks know that, and they're sort of sitting and waiting. And the dirty little secret is they have up to 4 years. The date of the last payment to go back after those borrowers.
Ooh, that is dirty.
It is.
What judicial deficiency? What was that phrase you used? What does that mean?
It's a judicial deficiency judgment. In essence, they go through the courts and they get a judgment for the deficiency, the money they lost when the house was foreclosed on.
Ouch.
The first can't do it if they foreclose under the deed of trust under Civil Code 2924. But the second gets slipped out of there, and so they have the right to go after them, unless it's a purchase money loan. And that's critical for these homeowners to know whether a purchase money is the loan they use to buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
But with like Jim, he refinanced both his loans.
So right, so he's off the original.
Yeah.
That's Vicki Benbow in Sacramento. Joining us now is, we will just use her first name, Natalie from Fremont. Natalie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you.
And thanks for sharing your problems with us. Yours are compounded by the fact that you've been laid off recently.
Right.
You bought a condo in Fremont in 2005 for $400,000. What do you think it's worth today?
I'm guessing $200,000, maybe $225,000.
So maybe a little over half. You've got a first that is $1,800 a month, and let's see, that is a 10-year interest only at 6.5%. Then you have a HELOC second at 8 and change. And so your total payments are $2,400 a month. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, not including HOAs and taxes and all that stuff.
Okay. Vicki, what's your first blush on the situation here with Natalie?
Well, the problem with Natalie's first is that she has an interest only, so there's no term to extend it out. And her only chance is to get that first lender to lower that interest rate down around, 2 to 4%, as Jackie Spears said. The second, which is a HELOC, at 8.375, I didn't get what the term on that is, but usually they amortize those out over 15 to 20 years. So there may be some relief by lowering that interest rate and getting an extension. And and Citi's been a pretty, you know, pretty good. Chase has been a little bit tougher.
Well, but Natalie reports Citibank will not return my calls. There's only one specific person they refer me to talk to because out of the whole entire company, only that person can assist me. Uh-huh. And if I dare ask someone a new question, I'm transferred in circles all over again.
Yeah.
Voicemail hell.
Yeah.
Well, we've had the same problem when we're dealing with Citi, but we've actually gotten the personal email of the CEO of Citibank. So when we get in trouble, we just send him an email and ask him to.
Is that Vikram Pandit?
Maybe I need to talk to that person.
So
we've actually got, now we have some numbers where he says, please contact these people below me and they will take good care of you and you don't have to email me anymore.
Interesting. So, you got the pipeline there. Natalie, what are your thoughts right now? Do you think
you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm having the total opposite of everything what you just said. I'm having a better time with Chase than I am with Citi.
Hmm.
And with Chase, that's my second. They won't do anything until the first reacts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for Citi. You know, I call every single person they put me in contact with. When you call collections, they don't know anything. When you call the other department, they don't know anything. And I'm just in a big circle with all of them, and it's so frustrating. So unlike Dr. Jim, I am trying to do stuff. I have been trying to do stuff since October before I was laid off because I knew I was going to be laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in this situation, and they say they want to work with you, but I'm not getting anything.
Yeah. And do you think, Natalie, you might be forced just to walk away from this?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
Well,
listen, I'm
trying to work with them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah, just one quick thing. One of the points that I understand in this new incentive program is that part of it is that the banks will receive a $1,000 bonus for every loan that they do modify. And I also understand that the continued incentive to do a good loan modification is that for every year that borrower stays current in the future, they get a $1,500 payment to the servicing company. Now that's stuff that's come across the internet to me, and I I'm assuming that it's correct.
It is. That's what the president enunciated when he announced the plan.
So that is huge numbers.
Vicki, I'm out of time here. Can you give a phone number if people want to reach you at your Sacramento office?
Sure. It's 916-973-4532.
Okay. And that's.
And what about that city guy person?
give me a call, Natalie. We'll hook you up.
Give Vicki a call. Natalie, thank you for sharing your story, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Peter.
And Vicki Benbow, thank you for your advice today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm honored to do so.
Nice to meet you. Coming up next, we'll get some legal advice from real estate lawyer Jeff Lerman. He'll join us next here on the Peter B. Collins Show with my co-host Johnny Steele today.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Sunshine with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. There's a traffic hazard reported on Cathedral Drive at Trout Gulch Road in Aptos, and a traffic collision in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Rio Del Mar Boulevard. In Hollister-Gilroy, an accident on Route 25 at La Gloria Road. And finally, a traffic accident just reported in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Spreckles Drive.
Hey, kids. This is Billy Sunshine with your KRXA 540 weather. It's 54 degrees and partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs around 60. And Sunday, it's looking partly cloudy in the morning, and then becoming mostly sunshine. High in the upper 50s. And now, back to Peter B. Collins.
The patient's not responding to the treatment.
I know. That imaginary jingle telling him to go where again?
Coffeetopia.
I've seen this condition before. It is very contagious.
What happened?
Nothing really. Everyone had a cup of coffee and a bagel. Speaking of which, let's go have a cup.
Where should we go?
Coffee, coffee, coffeetopia.
What was that?
And so, it begins again.
For the best coffee, tea, or smoothies in the Monterey Bay Area, visit Coffeetopia. With three locations in Santa Cruz, 3701 Portola Drive near Pleasure Point, 1723 Mission Street on the west side, and the newest Coffeetopia at 1443 Capitola Road in the Live Oak area. Coffeetopia is also the oldest internet cafe in Santa Cruz, with wireless and by-the-minute computer stations. Other places use ice as fillers for their smoothies, but not Coffeetopia. They use all fruit and juices when making their delicious smoothies, and they also feature tropical, high-energy acai smoothies, bagels, and fresh baked goods.
Coffee, coffee, Coffeetopia.
In 1937, two men bought a grocery store for $1. They signed the bill of sale on butcher paper and shook hands over a pickle barrel. In the post-depression era, these men had a dream, and with a lot of hard work, some luck, and the support of the Santa Cruz community, Shoppers Corner Market became synonymous with high-quality products and service.
Produce is great. The meat's really good. This is the place to come.
Shoppers Corner offers fresh fish daily from Stagneros, no farmed fish from out of town. The butchery carries only the best USDA-grade meats.
They have an old-style butcher counter with fabulous meats, the best qualities.
They also have 150 different cheeses, fresh local produce, the lowest prices, and wonderful brand-name wines on sale. Remember, when you shop at Shopper's Corner on the corner of Brant's and 40 and Soquel in Santa Cruz, you're not only getting the best price for the highest quality, you're also supporting the local economy and a local business that has served the community for decades.
People who work here all live here. And they get lots of local produce, and they, you know, it's about as local as you can get, really.
Shopper's Corner, where the locals shop.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, taking on one of the most challenging issues that face Californians and people all across the country right now, mortgage problems and homes that are underwater. I'm Peter B. with Johnny Steele here today.
And you know, Peter, you bring me in oftentimes for some comic relief. I don't know about this particular topic. You know, when John Ashcroft is spending $8,000 to cover the, you know, the justice breasts,
right?
There's plenty of funny in there, but this is nasty stuff.
It is tough, yeah. Jeff Lerman joins us now. He's a real estate attorney based in San Rafael at the Lerman and Lerman Law Office. Jeff, thanks for talking with us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So quite a few issues have been raised by the listeners and the issues that we've been discussing. I wanted to start off with your knowledge of the California legislation, SB 1137, and how it protects homeowners, what kind of timeouts it gives them, and also what obligations it puts on lenders in these crunch situations.
Well, we can talk about that, but I also thought it might be helpful, especially for those two case studies that we were talking about there, is to understand what this new Making Home Affordable plan from Obama generally is changing in the landscape of this area, and then also how it impacts those two case studies that you...
Okay, go ahead and start there, and we'll come back to the state issue.
Okay, so basically, what it is offering two main sub-programs, a refinance program and a loan modification program.
Mm-hmm.
Under the refinance program, that is essentially designed to help homeowners who have been making timely payment refinance into cheaper fixed-rate loans, and to be eligible for that, there are some things that everybody needs to kind of go through a checklist on. First, your loan has to be owned or controlled by Fannie or Freddie, and second, your first loan must not exceed 105% of your home's market value.
Mm-hmm.
Third, no cash-out refi is allowed. Fourth, full-doc loans only. And five, if you're delinquent on your loan, then you're ineligible. So in one of those five eligibility thresholds, that may knock out a lot of people.
Yeah.
The second main program is the modification program. The eligibility for that requires, number one, you don't have to be Fannie or Freddie controlled or owned, so that's good news. Second, you do have to be owner-occupied, so this isn't designed to help speculators. Third, you have to owe less than that $729,750 limit we've been talking about during the whole show here.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth, you have to have a mortgage payment, including taxes, insurance, and homeowners association dues that are at least more than 31% of your gross monthly income. And so the way it's going to work for people like the callers that you have, the two case studies, is you get on the phone and first the loan loss mitigation expert, if you will, the loss mitigation negotiator, is going to check your income and loan balance to see if it meets the criteria. They're going to add in all your delinquencies. And under the modification program, they're going to take a look at how to reduce your monthly payment to get it down to that 31% of your income. And it's going to be a three-step process, if you will, or think of it another way. They got three big arrows in their quiver. Number one is they're going to first reduce your interest payments down to as low as 2%. If that doesn't do it, then they're going to
extend the term,
or uh-huh. amortization period up to 40 years. And if that doesn't do it, they can do a principal forbearance at no interest until the payment is reduced to the 31% target. And through all that and the partnership, where your bailout dollars are going is this partnership, this really unique concept where the government will step in if the servicer, the investor, the lender, the loss mitigation negotiator, whatever you want to call them, if they can get your total payments down to 38%, that's when the government bailout dollars step in to subsidize or get you down that additional 7%, down from 38% down to 31%. So that's sort of the big picture ideas mm-hmm. that everybody needs to think about as they're sitting at home listening now or in their cars trying to figure out if they're eligible. Now, if you want to take a couple minutes, maybe we can spend
Well, I only have one more minute left, so let me skip the California stuff and invite people to investigate SB 1137 for their rights if they are facing foreclosure. Jeff, the one thing I wanted to clarify here is Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio has advised people facing foreclosure to demand to see the original mortgage contract and that they can't evict you without that. Is that true?
Yeah, that is one of the strategies that you can use that could potentially delay or even avoid foreclosure altogether.
Okay. And when is it time to walk away, Jeff?
Great question. And everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. But when you start getting so underwater, where you're looking at six figures and it's going to take so long for you to start seeing some equalization, at that point you got to ask yourself, why am I paying on a debt that's so much greater than the value of my collateral?
And how long, Jeff, for someone who does choose to do that, how long is their credit destroyed?
Typically, when you're looking at a foreclosure, short sale, something like that, from the credit experts, it's about a 100-point hit to your credit, which can be repaired typically in a couple of years. Probably your credit will be repaired a lot faster than our economy.
Jeff Lerman, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at jeff@lermanlaw.com, LERMANlaw.com, or call us at 415-454-0455.
Thank you, Jeff.
I created a special offer for you to try my French wines made from organically grown grapes. For a limited time, when you buy two bottles, you get one bottle free, and I'll even pay for the shipping. I know you love the taste of these handcrafted wines from my ancestors' lands, especially if you care about our planet and your health. Imagine, you can have organic French wine delivered to your door for less than $12 a bottle. I've made this free wine and free shipping offer available to you because I believe you'll become a lifelong customer once you've tasted our wines. The French Bouquet Collection at ecowine.com includes my red Chateau Véronique from Languedoc, my white Viognier, and my Blanquette de Limoux sparkling wine. All French, organically grown, and affordable.
For free delivery, click on ecowine.com/Peter B. That's ecowine.com/Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Elmer Griffin of Chicago is one of more than 12 million Americans out of work.
People lose their jobs every day, but, usually you could find you one. You know, now you can't find one.
The relentless job cuts have pushed the unemployment rate to a 25-year high. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The jump in the unemployment rate to 8.1% was worse than anticipated and is the highest the country's seen in more than 25 years. Even more alarming are how many jobs are being lost and how quickly. 651,000 in February, following 655,000 in January and 681,000 in December. There's never been a four-month stretch before in which this many people were thrown out of work.
President Obama says the job losses are astounding, and the February report shows that passing the $787 billion stimulus package was the right thing to do. The stock market lacked clear direction today. The Dow bounced around until it closed 32 points higher at 66.26. It's down 435 points, more than 6% for the week. Bill Chenoweth, a portfolio manager at Hokanson Associates in Solana Beach, Florida, says his clients find themselves in uncharted territory.
We are in much closer contact on a daily basis with them, trying to hold their hands and you know, give them what information we possibly can and try to get them to, you know, think long term.
There's a small hint that people might be starting to relax the grip on their wallets. The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing rose in January after three straight months of decline. Accused investment swindler Bernard Madoff might avoid trial on federal charges. WCBS Radio's Irene Cornell saw the signal today.
There was a court filing stating that Bernie Madoff is ready to waive indictment. Now, the deadline for his indictment had been moved, and it was now next Friday. What this means, in layman's terms, is that he's ready to make a deal.
Experts say Madoff would almost certainly spend some time in prison, and he'd have to cooperate with the investigation. SIPC, the industry group that protects investors, has started compensating Madoff clients. SIPC President Stephen Harbeck says two checks went out today.
These are people who deposited money with the Madoff brokerage firm and never made any withdrawals whatsoever. So determining how much they were owed was very, very simple.
It will take longer to sort out some other accounts. CBS's Sam Litzinger reports the federal floodgates are about to open for a promising area of medical research.
President Obama is expected to sign an executive order Monday that reverses restrictions on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, work supporters say could cure many diseases and which critics say amounts to the taking of a human life. Under President Bush, no federal money could be used on research involving stem cell lines from embryos that were destroyed after August 9, 2001, which some researchers say hindered their work. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, Washington.
Price of oil jumped nearly $2 today. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Swap. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Yeah, Napa. Get the good stuff!
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
In the waning days of the Bush administration, the Fish and Wildlife Service removed gray wolves from the endangered list in the northern Rockies and western Great Lakes. Today, after a review, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar upheld the decision. CBS 2 News correspondent Stephen Kaufman has reaction.
The removal of the gray wolf from the endangered species list in most states out west has groups like the Idaho Chapter of Defenders of Wildlife shocked and saddened.
It's a stunning disappointment, a huge misstep.
Spokesperson Suzanne Stone says,
we've asked for several meetings repeatedly with this administration, and my understanding is that they have not met with anyone within the conservation community.
It's estimated that more than 1,000 wolves could be killed under state wolf management plans. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
Maddie Caldwell of Flint Township, Michigan, is celebrating her birthday. She's just not sure which one. Medicare records show she was born in 1901, but a family Bible says 1898, which would make her 111 years old. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I design and sell my very own line of baby clothes. When I started my business, I knew how to make the baby clothes, but I didn't really know the business side of things. And it became very clear that I needed help. So I'd heard about Intuit QuickBooks, you know, that small business software, and thought, that's just what I need. Then I saw I could try it for free, and you know what? It's been great, totally easy to use, and it's helped me avoid a lot of growing pains.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today on the Peter B. Collins Show. All around San Francisco Bay, it's a beautiful day. What do we have, rain 20 out of the last 26 days?
About that.
All right.
Heart is the blue, shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck.
Traffic is stuck,
and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
And Johnny Steele, did you know that Bono was signed up as an op-ed columnist by the New York Times? And so far, I've only seen one column.
Well, he's probably sleeping in. What? I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, he replaced Bill Kristol, the right-wing nut that never should have been on the op-ed page to begin with.
What was he doing there?
Johnny Steele with me here on the Peter B. Collins Show today. Later this hour, we're going to talk to Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, get the latest on that contested election in Minnesota, and whether Senator Al Franken will get to actually put that name on his mausoleum. I'm sure he's got a mausoleum just like Roland Burris with all his accomplishments on it. And also, later in the hour, we're going to talk to a retired Orange County Superior Court Judge, Jim Gray, about the prospect of legalizing pot here in California. I want to repeat some phone numbers from the preceding hour. It was very busy, and you may not have had an opportunity to jot them down. Vicki Benbow, the Sacramento broker who knows the email address of the CEO at Citibank and gets some action on it, her phone number is 916-973-4532. Of course I'll repeat that. 916-973-4532. And if you'd like to talk with real estate attorney Jeff Lerman in San Rafael, 415-454-0455. That's 415-454-0455. We're live blogging today at green960.com. You can log on there and offer comments on the show. And also at green960.com, you can post your comments on the Peter B. Collins test drive this week in the afternoons here at Green 960. And Pro or Con, I want you to put your comments up, and we'll see what happens when the big decision is made. And Johnny, Sasha made this post on the live blog. Why, as why do I, taxpayers, have to bail out these loan companies and banks who granted home loans to people whom they knew could not afford the home loans they were given? The banks knew these people couldn't afford the loans, thus should not have given the loans to begin with. I didn't take out these loans, dot, dot, dot.
Well, the funny answer is that's like not worrying about what's going on in the front of the Titanic. they ripped open like five compartments, but I'm in the back of the boat, so I'll be fine. I mean, if this whole thing gets any worse than this, I mean, we're going to be in a 10-year recession that's going to cripple us. That's the first answer. The second answer is,
can I move in with you?
Yeah. the second answer to that is not everybody. That's not an accurate assessment of everybody. People bought homes they thought they could afford, and they thought they they were worth $500,000. With loans, they were told by educated people were decent loans that
they could refinance
if they needed to. And they're at that time, you know, their employer said, "Hey, Bob, welcome to work." You know,
and I wonder if the commissions that were paid to the mortgage brokers who induced people to sign these adjustable loans or interest only loans instead of a 30-year fix, I wonder if all those were disclosed to the borrower at that time.
Well, even if they are disclosed, you ever see one of these pieces of loan? I mean, these loan documents are 800 pages thick, and they flip the sign here, Peter, sign here. What is this?
Just give me your initials on this page.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of trouble, a lot of reasons why it's happening, a lot of reasons why we got to help out.
Chris in Palo Alto listening on Green 960. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your situation?
I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of Deutsche Bank?
It's Deutsche Bank.
Oh, sorry. I really didn't mean to say that. No wonder no one's ever heard of
it. It does sound like douchebag, but it's Deutsche Bank.
And congratulations, you just made the highlight reel.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, so the annual highlight reel. I think you're thinking douchebag, which I've heard of them, and they just got thrown out of office, all of them.
I guess because they just annoy me so much, I can't even get the name right.
Well, what happens when you call them to talk about your problems?
Well, that's the thing. No one answers. And then I have, like, this broker, Home Ec. I don't know if you heard of them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't know about them.
Well, I get all these recordings, and then I get disconnected, and then I keep calling. And then after a while, you're thinking, am I in a twilight zone? Is this real? It makes no sense.
Yeah. So what is your situation there? Where are you underwater?
In Tracy, California.
Well, isn't that below sea level anyway?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the house is, we paid $600,000.
Yeah.
And it's now worth $298,000.
Oh. Ooh, wow.
And there's so many foreclosures in our community. I mean, there's probably like two or three on each block.
Sure, there's no market. You can't sell that baby, even for half of what you paid for it.
Oh, I know. It's weird. And so then, you know, you call the lender, and it's like, you know, we really want to stay. Can you do something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no.
Wow. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for calling in. Our time is tight here, but I wish you the best. And if you need the information about either Vicki Benbow, the real estate broker, or Jeff Lerman, the real estate lawyer, we're going to have that posted up at peterbcollins.com maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Are you saying Benbow or Bimbow?
It's Benbow, B-E-N-B-O-W.
Oh, okay.
You really know how to turn things into...
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
I think I'm co-hosting on the wrong radio show today.
Chris, you want to write for Johnny?
It's a morning zoo of some sort here.
Joining us now is his Bradness, the inimitable Brad Friedman, citizen journalist and proprietor of bradblog.com. Election protection is his game. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Johnny. How are you guys?
Howdy, Brad.
We're doing great today. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? Well, good. Tell us a little bit about the latest in Minnesota with Al Franken wanting to be senator and Norm Coleman wanting to be senator.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, it was a huge week on a lot of fronts this week. But up in Minnesota, Norm Coleman, has just rested his case last week. This was the first shot for Franken to get a shot at it throughout the week. And he did get a disappointing decision from the Minnesota Supreme Court. Told him that they will not issue allow a provisional certificate to be issued to allow him to sit in the Senate until this case is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it should be wrapping up soon, believe it or not, at least the election contest up in Minnesota, but you can expect Norm Coleman to push his luck to the appeals level, probably to the U.S. Supreme Court, and then even to the U.S. Senate after that. And it does not look good for him. He's still calling for a do-over, and it's rather remarkable given the fact that even the GOP chair, Michael Steele, put out a hysterical email this week saying that Al Franken is trying to steal a U.S. Senate seat. Well, if that's the case, one wonders why they would allow him to have a do-over election. Since he's such a crook, shouldn't they be throwing him in jail for trying to steal a Senate seat?
Yeah, well, and you know, a do-over, is there any history on that? Have we actually rerun elections for candidates? I know there have been some ballot measure elections that were rerun.
No, and certainly not in Minnesota. There appears to be no precedent for it whatsoever, no law, no money. I don't know how he thinks he's going to pull it off. And then, of course, if they even if they do argue to pull it off because they argue there was ballots that shouldn't have been counted or some such, what does that mean for everybody else who was on that same ballot? Does that get thrown out as well? So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but he's going to take a lot of time doing it, keep Al Franken from serving, and all of these wingnut Republicans are going to run around saying he's trying to steal an election despite having no evidence for it. But, you know, hey, if they claim they got the goods for, the goods on them, well, then let's see the goods. And why would you let them run for re-election? Fact is, they have no goods. They're all just nuts.
So how long can they prolong? How long can this go on for?
Well, it can go on for quite a while. Whether it will is another question. There are it was a relief to see Coleman finally resting his case, although I should add he rested it provisionally last Friday. So he can still bring it back up if he feels like it. But it can go on for a while. I think, however, this is going to be settled at least in this phase within the next couple of weeks here, to be frank. Because Coleman just doesn't really have anywhere to go. He's also, you know, he's already been found to have doctored evidence, to have hid witnesses, to have hid email. He was fined last week. So they really don't have anywhere to go other than to the appeals level, and that's going to be a tough road to hoe for sure.
Brad Friedman with us from bradblog.com. Brad, another story that we've been following since it first broke in Humboldt County, where our listeners are loyal to KGOE and the PBC show, and that involves the Diebold/Premier tabulators and the button on them that allows an operator to actually delete votes.
This is a huge national story, and frankly, the Peter B. Collins show helped break this one early on as it was coming out of Humboldt. We had a some citizens up there who had really the first experiment where they had a citizen transparency project. They created their own software to do a duplicate scan of the ballots. They found that Diebold had dropped nearly 200 ballots. All of this led, they had to recertify the election. All of this led to an investigation by the Secretary of State who will likely be decertifying this version of Diebold software very soon. She came out with her report this week that found, in addition to those ballots, those hundreds of ballots that simply disappeared, yeah, Diebold has a button on their software that allows the operator to completely delete the audit logs.
Beautiful.
Which is unbelievable. This means if you do anything to the system, if you game the system, in order to hide your tracks, you just hit the button that's labeled clear, and it completely clears the audit logs. It's amazing. And, in fact, there's not even a confirmation. There's not even a, you know, are you sure you wish to clear? You just hit that button, and it's gone.
But, you know, the version in San Francisco, when you hit the clear button, it gives you some steroids.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, nice.
And, Brad, just time.
In 34 states, Peter, the same software. So this is a huge national story. And I think it's going to have a huge effect on e-voting as we move forward.
And people can read all about it at bradblog.com. Also this week, Germany banned electronic voting. That story is available to you, too, at bradblog.com. Brad Friedman, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
Great to talk with you. 18 minutes after the hour, we'll take a break and return to your phone calls. There are a couple of lines available if you want to chime in. It's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show. What are you going to do with it? You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. President Obama expects to see a health care reform bill on his desk by the end of the year. Jesse Russell has more on the story.
Thursday marked the first day of President Barack Obama's campaign to reform health care in the United States. During the White House health care summit, Obama outlined the problems being faced by the country.
In the last 8 years, premiums have grown four times faster than wages. An additional 9 million Americans have joined the ranks of the uninsured. The cost of health care now causes a bankruptcy in America every 30 seconds.
On Tuesday of this week, Citizen Action of Wisconsin released a report detailing the impact of the rising cost of health care on Wisconsinites. Robert Craig is program director of Citizen Action.
premiums for the average family health insurance policy will be nearly $25,000 per year. It indicates that worker contributions to premiums will increase over 106% over what they are today by 2016, and it indicates the average deductible, which is already over $1,500 a year, will be $2,337 per year.
Craig said the numbers in the report aren't set in stone, and with the right leadership, such a future could be prevented.
AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuels says there's been no loss of support in Congress for the Employee Free Choice Act. Labor is expressing confidence that the historic labor law reform, taking employer intimidation out of workers' choices to form unions, will pass Congress. A multi-million-dollar campaign against it is underway, though, financed by the business lobby. The labor law reform will be reintroduced soon in Congress. It passed the House during the Bush administration, but was blocked by Republicans in the Senate. This time, labor believes it has the votes to pass the reform in both houses. Vice President Joe Biden met with the AFL-CIO Executive Council in Miami on Thursday. The Obama administration supports this legislation. The global gender pay gap is bigger than official government figures reflect. That's according to a report from the International Trade Union Confederation. Based on a survey of 300,000 men and women in 20 nations, it says women globally earn 22% less than men. Official government figures peg that gender gap discrimination at 16.5%. Now here's Jesse Russell with today's economic report.
The last economic downturn in New York State ended in 2003. Between July of that year and August of 2008, private employers in the state hired 400,000 more workers. According to a report released by the State Labor Department on Thursday, New York lost 25% of those new jobs during the last quarter of 2008. Private companies in the state let go of more than 110,000 workers between October and December.
To get more labor news and to keep labor's voice on the air, visit laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Sunshine with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. There's a traffic hazard reported on Cathedral Drive at Trout Gulch Road in Aptos, and a traffic collision in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Rio Del Mar Boulevard. In Hollister-Gilroy, an accident on Route 25 at La Gloria Road. And finally, a traffic accident just reported in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Spreckles Drive.
Hey kids, this is Billy Sunshine with your KRXA 540 weather. It's 54 degrees and partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs around 60. And Sunday, it's looking partly cloudy in the morning, and then becoming mostly sunshine. High in the upper 50s. And now, back to Peter B. Collins.
Hi, Rocky. We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, 23 minutes after the hour. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today. And next, we got to go to Santa Cruz because L-O-L-A, yeah. Lola, just like Cherry Cola, has been on hold forever. The call's dropped six times. And Lola, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
bravo.
All right. Good work. Tell us your story.
Okay. My problem is I bought my home in 07, June of 07, and I bought it for $550. And the house next door to me is now selling for $330.
Okay.
So mine has gone down probably half of that in value.
Let's all together say, owie.
Ouch. Owie.
Yikes.
And I've been making my payments on time. And but I was, I heard, my question is, I heard that if you have an IRA or a 401k, that you wouldn't be able to qualify for this type of loan.
Hmm.
I don't know that that's true, but it's a big, there's a lot of information on the page here. Peter, do you see that anywhere? That's got to be crazy. Don't a lot of folks?
I don't know about that one, Lola, and I don't want to mislead you. So I would encourage you to get on the Internet or contact one of the experts who was on with us last hour.
Vicki.
Yeah.
I think Vicki can tell you about that.
Okay, and I put $250,000 down on this home. And so you know, I would almost have to walk away from it if the values drop that low.
Yeah, that really hurts. Boy.
How much did you put down?
So she put down $250. She paid $550, and it's now worth $330. So she's got $250 into a house that's dropped $200,000.
Yeah, over $200,000.
Right.
So it would almost be better just to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, I mean, if I'm going to be penalized or won't even qualify because of a retirement fund.
Yeah.
I heard that on an evening market.
Marketplace on PBS?
Yeah.
NPR? Yeah.
And that's what they said, and my mouth dropped down to the ground. I was hoping I would be able to qualify for this loan.
Yeah. Well, Lola, how about Jeff Lerman's number? Did you grab that?
Yes.
Good. Give him a call, and I'll bet he can answer that question for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Lola. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Really appreciate you checking in today. Next, Janice in Eureka. Hi, Janice. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show. Hello? Wow, that was quite a crunch. Oh, I see what happened. Let's see if that was my fault. Are you still there, Janice? Who is this on line three, please?
I'm here.
Okay. You're not Janice. Janice went away, and somebody else is on the line. Identify yourself, please.
My name's Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Peter. I'm a typical Katrina mortgage victim. I live in Sebastopol. I bought a house 3 years ago for $555, 10% down, very high interest rates. After paying sometimes negative AM, sometimes full AM for 3 years, I still owe over $500. The house has depreciated to low threes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've communicated with my mortgage, well, my collection agency at this point, because the thing's been sold 3 times. It's somebody named Aurora back in Nebraska. It's like hitting my head against the wall after certified letters, phone calls.
Now, when you say that, are you saying that your paper was sold 3 times or the house was?
The paper was sold.
Yes, okay. And so you've had to try to track down who actually owns your loan.
Yes.
Okay, and do you know now? Have you been able to sleuth that out?
To do what?
To sleuth it out. That's a detective work.
Well, I know who's got the loan, but they absolutely are unresponsive and won't do anything in my attempts to modify.
I see.
I did have one piece of information that you might be interested in from a bankruptcy lawyer yesterday, and I don't even know if it's accurate, but he said if one were to file bankruptcy, a second mortgage disappears, slam dunk. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would talk to Jeff Lerman about that because I'm not a lawyer and I do not want to mislead people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I'm just, you know.
What Jackie Spear told us was that you can discharge an airplane, a boat, or a vacation home in bankruptcy, but not your primary residence. And that's the law she's trying to change right now.
Yeah, I just heard this about the second, but I just wanted to put in my, you know, my 2 cents as one more candidate.
Well, let me send you 2 cents and
walk away unless something happens.
I'm going to send you 2 cents to match yours, and then, you know, you'll be at least worth 4 cents. Roger, good luck.
I appreciate it.
Good luck to you, and man the sump pumps there, okay?
And with that
with that
4 cents, you can buy 6 shares of General Motors. So Peter's doing you a big favor.
Thanks for the call, Roger. We'll take more of your calls in a moment. There are lines open for you, 888-5, Peter B., 888-573-8372. I take email, too, peter@peterbcollins.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
So I'm in a holding cell, and I'm in there with everybody from people in there for indecent exposure, drunkenness, to people in there for murder. I'm in this room wearing a white silk jacket, a skinny black tie, and makeup. I could have had a sign on my back that said, "Fresh meat." This 6.5 foot tall skinhead walks up to me, and he takes my arrest form out of my hand. He goes, "What? Armed robbery? You?" You can just hear the murmurs of admiration in the cell. And I'm thinking, this is starting to work, man. I can feel a change happening. And he's reading, and he goes, "Seven counts? Seven counts of armed robbery? You?" And I said, "Who keeps count?"
Richard Stockton with a minute from planetcruise.org.
Hi, I'm Audrey Williams.
And I'm Melvin Williams.
Check out our new show, Holy Hip Hop on the Block, every Saturday from 10 to 12 noon, right here on KRXA 540 AM.
Check us out.
Hi, this is Hal, and you're listening to KRXA 540. Just wanted to let you know about some of our recent schedule changes. First of all, we are playing basketball from Cal State Monterey Bay and Cal Berkeley this year. So if your favorite program is interrupted, we apologize, but you can catch all of our talk shows in full on the Internet at their regularly scheduled times at KRXA540.com. In addition, we are now playing Ed Schultz live from 10 to noon. We play the first hour of Ed 8 to 9 p.m., and we play the entire Tom Hartman show 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, with the exception of Thursday, when we start Tom Hartman's show at 11 in the evening and run it through 2 in the morning. Thank you so much for listening to KRXA 540. And on the internet at KRXA540.com. Cornucopia Landscaping in Santa Cruz is a complete design, installation, and maintenance company. Cornucopia Landscaping specializes in water-saving gardens which retain a lush appearance. You can have fruit trees, grapevines, fresh vegetables, and many beautiful ornamental plants while using very little water. In fact, an entire Cornucopia Landscaping garden sips only as much water in a season as a lawn of equal size gulps down in 1 week. Drip irrigation is the key to a water-saving garden. Are you looking for a beautiful flagstone pathway? Cornucopia Landscaping builds decks, patios, arbors, fences, retaining walls, planter boxes, and many other custom-built wooden structures. Serving Santa Cruz County since 1996. For more information or a consultation, call Davis at 831-335-1209. That's 335-1209. That number again is 335-1209.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Johnny Steele co-hosting with me today, 33 minutes after the hour. And a shout-out to our weekend listeners in Portland and Seattle. Seattle, we got news today of an upgrade. You get to hear the Peter B. Collins Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. on KPTK. Hallelujah! Seattle, let's be friends. Meet me at Facebook. And to support my radio habit, of course, I have a gigolo service that is widely advertised at Craigslist. Well, it's been quite a week. Really enjoyed the boost of being plugged in live in the afternoon on Green 960 in San Francisco. We're still live there right now, so if you're listening around the Bay, give us a call. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. You got a housing story, underwater mortgage problem, those kinds of things. You can talk about other issues, too. There's lots that we've discussed, so feel free to bring a subject up, and we will talk about it. 888-573-8372. Johnny, during the break, you were commenting on the tone of many of these people with very serious financial problems we've been talking with.
Everyone seems upbeat and optimistic, which, I was joking that, I've got a slow April as a comedian, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to hang myself. And these people are $100,000, $200,000 in the hole, underwater, may lose their house, and everyone seems optimistic or at least happy or, it was just...
Maybe they're just, they know you got to be upbeat on radio. Nobody likes a whiner or a bummer on the radio.
That's why a lot of your radio hosts sound like this. Hey, welcome back. It's 407.
Your mileage will be lower. Smile now. Good to see you.
And you know what the funny thing is, Peter? It seems like, and I can totally empathize with these people, it seems like they're more angry and frustrated with like the interactive voice systems. Whatever happened to the, if you're under 35, you probably don't remember the day when you would call your phone company or your insurance company and say, someone would say, hello, Marge here to help you. You know, now it's just this thing, press one for this that doesn't apply. Press two for this that has nothing to do, you know. It's just terrible. So I think people are as angry about not being able to get in touch with anybody or as they are with the fact that this whole economy is in the tank and we're in trouble.
Yeah. I'm looking for it here, but it doesn't look like I have it on my computer. I have a spoof commercial about the phone company from the 60s, but sorry. I can't pull it up.
Mel Sharp thing or something.
Right, yeah. Let's see. Jeff moved to line two. I believe this is Jeff in San Francisco.
He was evicted from line one, foreclosed upon.
Jeff, do we have you?
Yes, you do.
Oh, good. The system is working.
Right.
And by the way, I just want to take a moment here to thank Katrina Rill for putting together an amazing show today and all week long and all year long, because this has been fabulous. We've got a lot of great information out there. Jeff, go ahead.
Actually, I'm talking about my house in Vallejo, which is very close to San Francisco.
Yes, it is.
A glorious $800,000 house. That's how much I own on it, at least.
I see. And what do you think it would move for today? What are the comps in your hood?
It looks like it's going for about $439,000.
Ouch. Well, how's your trust fund holding up?
I know, really. The question I have is specific to the $729,000 limit.
Yes.
Does that include the first and the second loan? Or is that, because I have a first and a second. So
right. I believe that applies to the first. I have so many documents here.
Yeah.
Here it is. Let's see. Spear quoted here saying, I drafted an amendment so that rather than being limited to whether the loan was conforming at time of origination, it will be at the time of modification and will take the limit up to $729,000.
Okay.
I believe that is the first, but don't take that to the bank.
Next part of that I had, the 31% of your income portion of that.
Right.
That net or is that gross?
That's gross.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff Lerman detailed that for us, and I actually remember.
Yeah, no, we have one of those really nice houses that, is on the block with a whole bunch of other houses that aren't selling.
Yeah.
And, we're probably about $350,000 less than what we owe on the house, and it's definitely more than 31% of our annual take-home.
And Vallejo is a city that's underwater.
Yeah, at least you're in good company. The entire town is facing bankruptcy.
And now our credit cards, in general, they all lowered their limits. So now we basically have no credit, even though we have a great credit rating and we're paying everything on time.
Yeah.
We're getting to that place where, if one of us loses a job, then, we can no longer make our mortgage payments.
Right. Well, Jeff, I wish you the best. Did you get Jeff Lerman's phone number, the real estate attorney?
Can I get that on your site?
It'll be posted when I get around to it over the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Very good. Good to hear from you. Now to Chris in Oakland. Chris, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, and say hi to Johnny Steele.
Hi, Johnny Steele.
Hey, hey.
Well, what's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I applied yesterday for the HOPE program. I called the HOPE line.
Okay. And how did it go? Are you still hopeful?
I'm not sure. I will say that I sent them an email expecting that I would hear within a few weeks or something like that, if I was lucky, and they actually called me back the same day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
And so...
What is the lender? They must have gotten a bailout.
It wasn't. It's not the lender. I called a HUD. I heard, in fact, on Green 960 that I should call always a HUD-approved housing counselor.
Okay.
These are the people who are getting the commissions.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the HUD website and called one of them, and they called me. They called me the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me it would take about 40 minutes on the phone, but actually it took about 2 hours.
Oh wow.
And they went through all of my, expenses and so forth. And then they said that they'll submit something to my lender.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that's going to work. The question I have is, so I work out of my house.
Okay.
As an independent contractor, and that's actually really helping me a great deal right now because I'm able to expense a large portion of my house.
Until you get audited, yeah, that's good.
I've spread papers everywhere to make sure.
That's right. Do business in every room of the house.
We sleep in the kitchen, Mr. Auditor. That's right. We use the living room to meet clients.
And our files are all in the bedroom.
although I actually really do work out of my house, and I really do, it's all set up as a work office. But anyway, as a result, it's hard to know how to treat my gross income versus housing expenses for the purposes of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an adjusted gross income, which is substantially lower than my net business profit.
Oh, I understand. I'm self-employed.
Well,
Schedule C is our friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you go to take out a loan, they look at the bottom line of Schedule C after you cleverly deducted all those expenses.
Yes.
And they don't look at your gross income and just how clever you are at disguising it through Schedule C.
Suddenly, when I'm looking for a loan, suddenly writing off that snowboarding trip didn't seem like such a bright idea. Really, I wrote 5 jokes about breaking my arm. Can I? Yeah, it's true.
Well, Chris, I've got to move along here. Do you need either of the phone numbers?
Oh, well, so you guys joked about it, but I actually didn't realize. So that's going to be a bad thing for refinancing my loan?
Well, don't quote me. I'm not a CPA. I'm just a guy who has been audited 4 times. But I do believe when you go to the bank, you are at a disadvantage compared to somebody who has W-2 wages. Because they get to use their gross income, and you end up using your adjusted gross income.
Really?
So, again, I'm not a CPA. Get professional advice on that, but that's what I think to be the case.
Pretty close to it, I think.
All right. Thanks for your call, Chris. Appreciate it, and best wishes to you. 888-5, Peter B. is our number. We'll take more of your calls in a few minutes. Right now, we are joined by Judge Jim Gray. He retired from the bench in Orange County, the most conservative area of California. Judge Jim, welcome back to the program.
Peter B., it's nice to hear from you again.
Well, it's good to talk with you, and Johnny Steele is co-hosting with me today.
How do, Your Honor?
How are you doing?
All righty.
And I am happy to say I've never been a defendant in your courtroom, Judge Jim.
You want to stay as far away from that as you can.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Well, I wanted to get your thoughts because Tom Amiano, a new assembly member from San Francisco, has introduced legislation to legalize marijuana in California. So I wanted to go to the conservative jurist from Orange County and get a thought. But I also know that you're a libertarian, so I have a hunch what you're going to tell us. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually at the press conference with him and was supporting it completely.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm starting to go around the state talking about it, trying to encourage people to support AB 390. And basically, it wouldn't legalize anything, Peter, but it would treat marijuana like alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And we could strictly regulate it and control it, tax the silly stuff, save tons of money that we now spend in a futile effort to try to eradicate marijuana, where it's still the largest cash crop in our state.
Yeah.
The bad guys, the big-time drug dealers, are laughing at us. And it's easier for our young people under 21 to get out to get marijuana than it is a six-pack of beer, because people offer them free samples of that on a high school campus or college campus, but they don't offer alcohol. So we need to regulate, control, tax, and take advantage of a real sizable economic benefit, and along the way make the drug less available for children than it is today.
Do you have the addresses of some of those high schools where they're handing this out? I'm just joking, Judge. Hey, when you talk about trying to eradicate it, incarceration, the job you had, the hearing trials and whatnot, what do you think it costs the state of California dealing with this?
It's in the billions.
It's billions.
And in a, It really is. And in addition to that, right this minute, we have thousands of people in prison in the state of California for having done nothing but smoke marijuana.
Just possession. Possession, basically.
Possession or smoking it because it's a condition of parole or probation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an easy stat for people. You test positive for marijuana and you go back to prison, and it costs our taxpayers upwards of $30,000 a year to keep them there. Plus you're putting their families back on welfare. It just doesn't work.
Well, and
we
Judge,
need to change that system.
Judge Jim, the state of California is under a federal court order to reduce the prison population by 55,000 inmates in the next 2 or 3 years. And this seems to be a very sensible way to address that, to take the nonviolent drug offenders and take them out of state prison where it costs us up to $50,000 a year per inmate, and really address this in a different way.
Precisely. You know, the Rand Corporation back in 1994 came out with a study saying we get 7 times more value for our tax dollar by drug treatment than in incarceration. And if you're a nonviolent marijuana offender, you probably don't need treatment anyway. It's just a waste of resources, and it just isn't working.
So, you know, this sounds like a no-brainer. So the question I always ask in this case is, then there must be somebody who doesn't want this to happen, and there must be a reason they want it not to happen. Is that true?
Well, of course it is. You know, we have, look at it this way. There are 6 groups of people that are winning today with regard to our policy of drug prohibition or the war on drugs. Certainly the big-time drug dealers, but also people in government who are making huge tax money by fighting against the first group. And their fiefdoms continue to expand, so does their power. Also, the juvenile gangs. You know, a lot of kids join gangs to be a part of the action, so they too can make money. The fourth group, of course, are the politicians, because they get elected and reelected by talking tough, not smart, just tough on this issue. The fifth group are those in the private sector, like the prison guards union, the people
yep.
that build prisons, very lucrative activity, people that sell burglar alarm equipment. And then the sixth group actually are the terrorists of the world, who are just. Most of the funding for terrorism all around the world comes from the sale of illicit drugs.
Yeah.
And that isn't even discussing what's going on in Mexico today, which is out-and-out warfare,
yeah.
because the drug dealers have more guns and money than the police do.
Judge Jim Gray, before we wrap up here, how long do you think it'll take for people to get rational about this issue?
I think people are really coming on board. And I think that AB 390 is a real benefit. And I ask your listeners to contact their legislators, their senators, even the governor, and encourage them to support AB 390.
All right.
I think it's going to happen.
Judge Gray, thank you very much. Always great to talk with you.
Thank you. Be well.
Judge Jim Gray, retired from the bench, Superior Court, Orange County, the most conservative area of California. So take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it. We'll take a break and return. More of your calls on the other side. Johnny Steel with me, Peter B. Collins, here on the PBC Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Sunshine with your KRXA 540 AM traffic and weather report. There's a traffic hazard reported on Cathedral Drive at Trout Gulch Road in Aptos, and a traffic collision in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Rio Del Mar Boulevard. In Hollister-Gilroy, an accident on Route 25 at La Gloria Road. And finally, a traffic accident just reported in Aptos on Soquel Drive at Spreckles Drive.
Hey kids, this is Billy Sunshine with your KRXA 540 weather. It's 54 degrees and partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs around 60. And Sunday, it's looking partly cloudy in the morning, and then becoming mostly sunshine. High in the upper 50s. And now, back to Peter B. Collins.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show. Weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
There's more than one side to every issue. In fact, there's usually more than two sides. On Thursday nights from 9 to 11, we examine issues from every angle on our show called A Different Perspective. Sometimes we have guests bring a viewpoint that isn't often heard elsewhere. Other times, we'll discuss our different perspectives on the issue of the day. Either way, call in and give us your different perspective. Join us, Mark Leonard, Tony Rudy, Billy Sunshine, and me, Jack Hart, on A Different Perspective, Thursday nights at 9, here on KRXA 540.
Just because gas prices are low doesn't mean our troubles are over. Mother Nature's getting hot under the collar, our economy is in the toilet, and we're spending billions overseas to fill our tanks. Both kinds. Did you know local people have sold locally made fuel on the Central Coast since 2002? At the Green Station, our biodiesel is ASTM approved and is made from restaurant fryer oil collected right here. Did you know that electric cars were first built in the 1830s? Almost 200 years later, and our government still has plenty of money for oil wars, but not enough to jumpstart our renewable energy economy. 70% of all car trips in America can be done in a neighborhood electric vehicle. This will help save our planet and save you money. Zen neighborhood electric cars are at the Green Station now, and they can be charged by the sun. From local biodiesel to electric cars, bikes, and scooters, renewable transportation and a more peaceful world are just a call away. Call the Green Station today in Santa Cruz at 831-425-9100. Major credit cards are now accepted. That's 831-425-9100. Again, that's 831-425-9100.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, 9 minutes in front of the hour. Been a great week, live in the afternoon here on green960.com in San Francisco. Live blogging at green960.com. And if you like the show, post an item at green960.com on the blog page. If you don't, go to yahoo.com and just click around. Triple 85 Peter B is our toll-free number, and Nurse Rona is on the line. She hosts Childhood Matters, which is heard on Green 960 Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock, and also on our affiliate KGOE in Eureka on Sunday morning at 9. Hey, Rona.
Hey, Peter B.
Hey, thanks, Rona, for calling.
It's great to hear from you. I'm learning so much. Thank you, Peter.
Well, you're welcome. It's what I love to do.
So, Peter, I thought I should call in because I'm really concerned about kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue I see is that, you know, kids listen to their parents on the phone, through the bedroom door, in the car when no one thinks they're listening. And because there are so many people hurting financially, whether it's about losing a house or just worried about their job,
yeah,
I just want to advise people to be careful about not talking intensely about their fears when the kids are around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really important issue. You know, sometimes I cringe when you're in public or on an airliner or even with friends who will conduct a telephone conversation or talk a blue streak or talk about, very intimate and personal items that are just too adult for the kids.
That's right. And, you know, at the same time, in this current climate, what I want to say is that parents should talk with their kids, but it should be in a controlled situation. So it could be like, you know, we're going to have to cut back, and let me tell you what a budget is, and let's think about how we can cook meals more. Maybe you can go through your children's books, and we can donate them to someone who might need them. So I think you could have a very kind of calm conversation with your children so that they understand there's something up. Because what happens with kids is they pick up on everything.
Yeah. Well, and even the television is on 24/7 in a lot of homes, and there's a lot of bad news that comes in there, and kids don't really necessarily know how to process that.
That's right. So please just pay attention to how you speak, because, you know, if your sister Mary calls, you might get involved in a conversation, forgetting that your four-year-old is actually sitting there taking everything in, and the next thing you know, he's hitting his sister over the head, and you don't know why.
Well, Rona, thanks for bringing us that advice. I think it's a great tip.
Okay, Peter.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for the call today.
Kids are very gullible, Peter. You just tell them, Daddy, why are we camping for 6 weeks? Look, we like camping. Can we go home? No, we're staying camping.
Too much fun.
We're waiting till the bears stop hibernating. How long is that? Another 4 weeks.
David in San Francisco, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, greetings, Peter and Johnny.
Howdy.
Hey, you know, I wanted to raise this issue. I was listening for the last hour or so regarding various methods that people are doing to try to save their mortgages. And there's a kind of an underlying thing that it doesn't really get described. You know, many of the radio talk shows have gold brokers for advertisers, and they're essentially talking about this the old way, you know, for thousands of years, nations' economies were based upon gold.
Right.
But it was recognized thousands of years ago that there really wasn't enough gold on the earth to deal with the growing population. You know, you could have tons and tons and tons in Fort Knox, but that could only represent the amount of tonnage that it actually was. And as the population got bigger, there was essentially going to be less to go around, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So a gold economy is called a specie economy. But a fiat economy is one that's essentially based upon everything that humans have created. And actually, Johnny made a kind of an odd joke, which really rings true to this. You know, we have roads and bridges and schools and libraries and sewer systems. But for somebody like a comedian, you know, you can either have jokes that stand for the eternity, or you can have one-liners that only last for a moment. And in terms of the global economy, an eternal joke is going to make you endless money, but a one-liner may only last for a brief second. And but in terms of the reality...
Wow, comedy is a metaphor. David, you get a special gold star for that.
Well, then, see, I've just raised the GDP by one tittle and jot.
What was that measurement again?
A tittle.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Named after YA.
Yeah.
Hey, David, I'd love to continue this, but I'm tight for time, and I got a couple other callers here, so thanks for raising that. We'll let people stew over it, okay? Thanks for the call. We go to Philippe in Patterson. Hello, Philippe. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, good evening, rather. I have a home that is now valued at a 340 something, and it was originally valued at 649.
Okay.
I owe 464 on it. I'm 3 months behind, and I have been trying to renegotiate with Countrywide to no avail. In November, I sent them a hardship letter with 26 pages of documentation,
mm-hmm.
and they have yet to even acknowledge me needing help.
Well, you know, Countrywide was folded into Bank of America.
Right.
So you might check that out. Maybe your Countrywide office didn't respond because there's nobody there anymore.
That could be it. That could be it.
And I don't mean to make light of it because this is a challenge a lot of people are facing. We heard from Roger in Sebastopol who had to track down the people who actually own his loan now. They're called Aurora and they're in Iowa or something.
Yeah.
So it is a problem that people face.
Okay.
Well, Philippe, I've only got a minute here. What are you going to do? You think you can eke this out, or are you going to walk away from it?
No, I really want to keep this home. We actually built it for our family, and it's heartbreaking to let it go.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I actually want to stay here.
All right. Well, go to our website at peterbcollins.com, and why don't you contact either Jeff Lerman, the attorney, or Vicki Benbow, the real estate broker, and see if they can give you some advice, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from you.
We don't know.
I found it, Johnny.
My name is Jeannie, and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
Hello, I'm Larry, and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
I'm Nancy, and I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't know.
Remember the phone company? Huh?
The phone company in town. You don't have to know what you're doing, and there's really nothing anybody can do about it. You can try to complain, but you probably won't get through. The phone company.
We don't know what we're doing.
Johnny Steele, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for joining me again today on the PBC show.
Good to be here, sir. I think I have to take a nap after the show. Once again, 800 guests, 75 topics. I think you saved 8 lives and 12 homes.
I'm feeling good about it.
Good job.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Katrina Rill, our incredible producer. Get a podcast, share it with a friend. Link is on my homepage, peterbcollins.com.
Keep smiling.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email?
Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Call My Computer Works right now, toll-free, 888-629-9618. Tell them Peter B. sent you, 888-629-9618. One more time, 888-629-9618.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A big jump in unemployment from 7.6% in January to 8.1% last month. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The grim new unemployment numbers were delivered to Congress by Keith Hall, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
There are very few bright spots, if any, in this report. Labor market weakness is deep and broad across all industries and all demographic groups.
More than 600,000 people lost their jobs last month, the fourth month in a row that's happened. The awful job market was reflected in another new statistic. A record 31.8 million Americans are now collecting food stamps so they can try to get enough to eat. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
I'm Peter Mayer in Columbus, Ohio. President Obama describes the latest job loss numbers as astounding. He's showing the flag for his economic recovery plan. Stimulus dollars saved the jobs of 25 Columbus, Ohio police recruits who had received pink slips. But he told the police graduation ceremony the economic plan won't solve all of the nation's problems.
We've got big challenges ahead of us. We inherited a big mess.
Mr. Obama says he will not accept a future marked by repeated job loss cycles.
The losses on Wall Street stopped, at least for today. The Dow posted a 32-point gain to close the week at 66.26. Trader Bernie McSherry says people are finding other places to put their money.
There are real assets out there. There are people who are selling houses and boats and cars and other things that you can actually touch and feel. And right now people are perceiving those to be bargains that they can hang on to that are going to retain some value. And stocks as an asset class right now are out of favor. There's just a lot of risk that people perceive with them, and they're staying away from them, unfortunately.
A new development today in the Bernard Madoff case. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says a court filing indicates Madoff will waive indictment.
This does suggest that there's a plea deal in the works, and if that's the case, we shouldn't be surprised. Remember, Madoff settled his dispute with the SEC a few weeks ago. He's never really denied the allegations against him, and a quick deal in the criminal case would allow him to fight the civil suits that are sure to come.
Madoff allegedly ran a Ponzi scheme that defrauded investors. Pension funds, individuals, and even charities may have lost as much as $50 billion. A full accounting has yet to be done. President Obama is ready to fulfill another campaign promise. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed reports from the White House.
Sources tell CBS News that on Monday, the president will sign